every patient's concerns and feelings. And because Dr. Turner cares about you, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112, 831-375-1112, 815 Cass Street in downtown Monterey. For all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner, 375-1112. He listens, he cares.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Plan B, the morning after pill, has been approved by the FDA for women 18 and older without a prescription. Girls younger than that will still need a doctor's say-so to get them.
While the FDA delayed, Plan B supporters accused it of playing politics to appease conservatives. With this decision, the right believes it was wronged. Jason Jones of Human Life International.
I think there will be a divorce between social conservatives and the Bush administration from here on out.
To win approval of Plan B, New York Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton played political hardball, holding up the confirmation of the acting FDA commissioner to head the agency full-time. Game over.
Today's announcement is a critical step in restoring the faith of the American people in the FDA.
Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, Washington.
John Mark Carr is en route to Boulder, Colorado to face the music for the killing of JonBenet Ramsey.
He was driven to the Long Beach Airport by car from the downtown L.A. jail. He appeared relaxed. He was escorted on the flight by members of Boulder law enforcement.
CBS's Steve Futterman at the airport in Long Beach, California. The tranquility of Essex, Vermont was shattered today. Sirens followed the gunfire. First reports told of shots fired at the elementary school, but there were other places too. Two people shot dead, four others wounded, including the gunman who shot himself and is in custody. Israel has purchased two more nuclear-capable submarines, sending a clear message to Iran. The message of MAD, mutually assured destruction, which characterized the Cold War between the U.S. and the USSR. Time to come back from a disaster. It takes time to do that. More time than people like, but that's the deal. It's a point made by New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin in an interview with CBS's Byron Pitts.
But you can't get the cars out yet. You can't get this demolished.
All right. You guys in New York City can't get a hole in the ground fixed. And it's 5 years later. So let's be fair.
The New Orleans rebuilding story on 60 Minutes this Sunday on CBS. Pluto.
Pluto, little Pluto, is the farthest planet from our sun.
It's only about half the width of the United States, 1,400 miles across, and it's being demoted. International Astronomical Union members have decided it was a mistake to call Pluto a planet in the first place, so forget about adding three more. Even though it has three moons, Pluto is out as a full-fledged planet. It is now a dwarf planet, a mere celestial wannabe. Home sales were down all around in July. New homes sold 4% slower than the previous July when the market was booming.
A lot of potential buyers are just kind of uncertain right now. They're kind of sitting on their hands, seeing how far builders go with incentives, see how far the prices adjust and that sort of thing.
Dave Siders at the National Association of Home Builders says down 4% from sky high is still a pretty good market. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 6.5 points on the day to close at 11,304. The Nasdaq was up 2.5 points. Oil prices, $72.36 a barrel, up 60 cents. This is CBS News.
Honey, would you go to the ends of the earth for me?
Of course I would.
So then going to the Sherwin-Williams store wouldn't be a problem, right?
That was a setup.
It's the summer color sale at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Now you can save on classic 99 interior paint starting at just $23.99 a gallon. And save on other interior and exterior paints and stains, too. For painting and decorating,
ask Sherwin-Williams.
For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com.
Hi, is Michael there?
This is?
Okay, my name is Neil.
Yeah.
And we've never actually met before, but I used to own your Volkswagen Jetta.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I just miss it, you know? And, how is it?
It's great. It's a great car.
Isn't it? It is so great. Let me ask you something. Is it dirty? Because I could wash it.
Feel the pre-love. Certified pre-loved Volkswagens featuring the 112-point inspection. Come take a joyride today.
Ever since the Virgin Mary appeared to a poor farmer in Guadalupe, Mexico in 1531, people have reported seeing her here, there, and the strangest of wares. The latest is on the belly of a turtle named Mary in Burbank, California, a chocolate brown vision of Mary in the middle of the turtle's pink tummy. Strange, but not as weird as the grilled cheese sandwich, which now belongs to an online casino. Maynard Ferguson has died.
I think he'll be remembered as a fine trumpet player. I don't think he'll be in the category of Miles Davis or Dizzy Gillespie or Louis Armstrong, but he'll be remembered as a fine musician.
Dave Ramsey, music historian.
Maynard Ferguson set a standard for high note trumpet playing. He was best known for that, I think, among the general public.
Maynard Ferguson died in Ventura, California. He was 78. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
The point of commercials is, of course, to get you to do something. For example, we'd like you to go to Geico.com and get a free rate quote. But if you're still not reaching for your mouse, at least do this for me. Call a friend who has Geico and ask some questions. Can Geico really save me that much money? Is their claim service as good as, well, they claim? Are they really available 24/7? Once you get your answers, we'll be right here.
Go to Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to today's edition of the Peter B. Collins Show, live, unscripted, unrehearsed from the left coast. And if you don't respond to either lady or gentleman, you're welcome here too. We've got a lot to talk about. We're going to kick off the show with Amanda Turkle from the Center for American Progress. She'll join us here in seconds. Then we'll be followed by Bob Furtick and David Swanson, the co-founders of ImpeachPact.org. Swanson also manages the AfterDowningStreet.com website. We're going to talk about two things with those guys. One is George W. Bush's frank admission in his news conference on Monday that contradicts the assertions he gave us leading into the war in Iraq. I'd call it a lie. That's what I'd call it. Also, they're going to invite you to Camp Democracy on the Mall in Washington in September. We'll get the details coming up before the end of this hour. Next hour, we're going to meet face-to-face for the first time with Jason Leopold from TruthOut.org. And we're going to take stock of this man. I'm going to look into his heart the way Bush did to Putin. We'll see what we find there. And then we head into the third hour in the Free Speech Zone on the Peter B. Collins Show. We take your talk where we take your calls on any subject from any viewpoint. You know how it works. In the meantime, you're welcome to call and join us. 888-5 Peter B is my number. That's 888-5 Peter B. 888-573-8372. And the email, the box has been cleared. There's room for your message. Drop me a note. Peter@peterbcollins.com. The think tank for the rest of us is called the Center for American Progress in Washington. One of the co-editors of the Progress Report joins us today. It's Amanda Turkle sitting in for Faz Shakir, who's got another little vacation going. Actually, the last one was a fact-finding mission to the Middle East, so he deserves a vacation. And we'll catch up with Faz in a week or two. Amanda, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. I enjoyed meeting you when I was in Washington back in June. And since the Progress Report is on hiatus, we can't direct our listeners there today, but I just want them to know you'll be starting back up after Labor Day, I take it?
Yes, we will be.
And that is a daily blast, much more informative than the one that I declined to sign up for from Ann Coulter yesterday. We actually consulted listeners. I got an email offer to get Ann Coulter's column delivered to my email every week, and we decided it would take too much disinfectant, digital type. What's your sense, Amanda? Should I be paying attention to Ann Coulter's ravings so I know what she's up to, or is it better off just not to encourage her?
Well, I personally think Ann Coulter is getting too much attention. She just keeps getting more and more screechy and strident. And even Bill O'Reilly said that he felt like he shouldn't be giving her a platform because she couldn't be taken seriously anymore.
Wow. I didn't know he had standards like that.
Yeah.
That doesn't stop him from exploiting the JonBenet Ramsey case to the hilt, though, does it?
No, yeah. He's been covering that pretty much nonstop since it's broke.
Oh, man. I wish they'd give us a break on that. I mean, this guy Carr seems to be mentally deranged and delusional, and the American media is just swallowing it in huge gulps.
Right, and even Bill O'Reilly and other people on Fox News who keep covering the case say that we don't think he's the guy, but they keep airing the coverage.
Well, and we know exactly where he is. He's in Los Angeles, ready to go back to Denver. And we know what he's been consuming. I mean, it's incredible when there's so many important things going on. And let's talk about him. George W. Bush gave this news conference on Monday where, when pressed by reporters, it was interesting give and take. He said, once again, it's not the first time, but he said it rather flatly that there simply was nothing, no connection between Saddam and 9/11. And many people have accessed different web sources to identify quotes from him, particularly one from March 19th of 2003, where he said we had to go into Iraq because it was related to 9/11. Now, this is a bald-faced lie that has been exposed by the president's own admission. And yet, the corporate media in this country has not really focused on that as much as this phony confession about JonBenet Ramsey.
Exactly. And, I mean, there was this news breaking. There was also last week the news about the NSA wiretapping verdict that the president's program is illegal. And the media wasn't covering any of this. They just kept covering the JonBenet Ramsey case. And, I mean, this is huge news. This was one of President Bush's justifications for going to war in Iraq. And now he's admitting that it was bogus, and it's not getting much coverage.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go into more detail on that with Bob Furtick and David Swanson a little bit later on. Have you seen, I mean, I don't read the Washington Post cover to cover. I look at some of the stories online. Has there been any analysis of this, any op-ed pieces that really connect these two dots?
Connect the dots of Bush's former admissions and some now?
Yeah.
There have been some stories that are pointing out that the president and Vice President Cheney have said that, you know, there was a connection between Iraq and 9/11, but it's definitely not getting as much attention as it should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, one of the other stories that broke yesterday is very interesting because this comes out of arch-conservative Peter Hoekstra's committee on Capitol Hill, and it relates to our intelligence regarding Iran, and in particular, Iran's potential to develop a nuclear weapon. And Hoekstra's committee wrote this report. It was written by a staffer, and it slams the administration while at the same time slamming the intelligence agencies, suggesting that they are playing down the threat and the risk posed by Iran and its desire to develop a nuke. I find this a very interesting dichotomy here.
Well, I mean, the intelligence agencies aren't playing down the intelligence. What they're mad about is that they're just not giving them the intelligence they want. These people want intelligence that will be a smoking gun so they can call for war in Iran. The intelligence agencies just don't have that information, so they're not putting it out. And that's what's making Hoekstra and, you know, other Republicans and neoconservatives angry.
Well, and this is deja vu all over again, Amanda, because this was, of course, the way they drummed up support for the war against Iraq and the largely unilateral invasion by the United States. And it seems, I guess they think we have amnesia, we're distracted by JonBenet or, bicycling races with steroids, and we're not going to notice that this is just another apparent trumped-up provocation.
Exactly. And this report even was just meant to provoke the public, make everyone mad about Iran. On the cover of the report, it has a picture of Iranian President Ahmadinejad with a big sign that says the world without Zionism. And then if you go into one of the first pages of the report, it has a bunch of quotes by him bashing Jews, bashing Israel, that are very inflammatory. But while they are inflammatory, that it's not intelligence to go to war with Iran. But what they're trying to do is just try to make people mad, try to trump up the threat.
Mm-hmm. And the New York Times today reports earlier this year the intelligence agencies put new procedures in place to help avoid the type of analysis that was contained in the 2002 National Intelligence Estimate about Iraq and to prevent another curveball, the codename of the Iraqi source who fed the United States faulty intelligence about Iraq's biological weapons program. Here's a quote from John McLaughlin, the former director of Central Intelligence, who was drummed out by Porter Goss last year. I think the intelligence community is being appropriately cautious. I think that what is going on is that people are holding themselves to a higher standard of evidence because of Iraq. The one other thing I would point out is that Iran is much more of a military and political threat to the United States than Iraq ever was. And if there are reasons to tread cautiously and make sure that our information is dead on accurate, they are the price, you know, the reasons are the potential price we will pay if we miscalculate regarding Iran.
I agree. Iran is very, very dangerous. But right now, even if the intelligence comes out that, you know, a smoking gun about Iran. Right now, because of Iraq, the American military is too stretched that we don't even have the capabilities to go to war in Iran. The military, you know, is stretched at Iraq and Afghanistan, and the troops just aren't there.
Well, but we're just going to press into service Marines who have already been relieved of duty.
Right, exactly. They're being called up again for involuntary duty.
Yeah, the backdoor draft. We're going to pick up with this and some other topics in a moment with Amanda Turkle. She's at the Center for American Progress, co-editor of their Daily Progress Report. And we've got at least one caller. We'll go to the phones in the next segment. If you'd like to join us, 888-5-PETER-B is the number. That's 888-573-8372, 888-5-PETER-B. 16 minutes past the hour. You've got it. The Peter B. Collins Show. KRXA 540, Progressive Talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Children's books, educational toys, and games your entire family will enjoy together are always in season at locally owned and operated Thinker Toys. Hi, this is Nurse Rona of Childhood Matters. Research and common sense show that children learn by playing, and the caring management and staff at Thinker Toys have 37 years of experience helping parents and grandparents choose the ideal gift for toddlers through teens. So whether you're birthday shopping or simply want to show your love, a gift from Thinker Toys is a way to let someone know you care enough to shop for the very best. With an outstanding selection of Thomas the Tank engines and tracks, puzzles, board games, and children's books, all very reasonably priced, you can't go wrong with a gift from Thinker Toys. So stop by the beautiful Carmel store at 7th and San Carlos or the just renovated Del Monte Center in Monterey. Thinker Toys is open daily.
I am attorney Sean Mills. Sometimes life does not take the direction that you plan. If you find yourself in need of an honest attorney, call me. I can advise you on both criminal and civil matters. Do not settle for an attorney who simply went to college and law school when you can work with an attorney with significant life experience who uses a common sense approach to everyday legal problems. If you think you need an attorney, I will be glad to offer you a no-obligation consultation and evaluation of your legal issue with no sugarcoating. If you think you have a potential legal issue, it is important that you speak to a qualified attorney as soon as possible. Call me at 831 831- 831-648-7060. That's 831-648-7060. I am Attorney Sean Mills.
Saturday, September 2nd, live in Monterey, it's Stephanie Miller.
If you look at Katrina, it goes more toward the theory that they're just disastrously incompetent.
No.
But then if you look at Iraq, you're like, they're disastrously incompetent and they lie.
One of the fastest rising stars in progressive talk radio, Stephanie Miller, is appearing live Saturday, September 2nd at Monterey's Casa Munras Hotel. Tickets are just $45. Go to MontereyCountyDemocrats.org or call 758-9503. That's 758-9503.
Hello? Hello? What's in the box? Tell me what's in the box.
Rock Rollin' Real Estate. This week, Glenn Plantone will be our guest on Rock Rollin' Real Estate. Some of his hot spots are North Carolina and Costa Rica. Give him a call at 702-769-9872. That's this Sunday on Rock Rollin' Real Estate. Sunday mornings at 10 right here on KRXA.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show, and I continue to be your humble host, Peter B. Collins. See how all that works? Coming up on 21 minutes past the hour, we continue with Amanda Turkel from the Center for American Progress, where she's co-editor of the Daily Progress Report. They look at what's going on in the news and offer interesting analysis and links to solid sources for informed understanding of what's going on. I've got to click this computer here to check the screen. Paul in Monterey joins us here on the Peter B. Collins Show. Hello, Paul. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Doing too doggone well.
Oh, that's terrific. Listen, it's my opinion the Republican Party and neocons and all these folks they're associated with are really succeeding in their programs of deception in major part because they've been able to get the opposition to react to their propaganda. And just, you know, the people hear the message over and over and over, and they just get sick of hearing about it, and they drift off and don't care anymore. It seems to me we, you know, should probably all pitch in together and hire a good attorney and start litigating against them. You know, whether or not we win is unimportant. What does matter is we could bankrupt them defending the suits.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think we just have to fight fire with fire. And myself, I'm tired of these, you know, listening to these liars. And, you know, they just need to experience some good old expensive litigation. Make the lawyers rich. I don't care. And they pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And just go right back after them instead of just tilting at windmills and complaining about it.
Yeah.
And
prophesizing
about how bad it is.
Paul, I take your point. There are, institutions and frameworks set up for accountability. And unfortunately, they're not being properly utilized right now.
Well, don't worry about
it,
what they're already doing.
A lot of it has to do with one-party rule. Now, in terms of going to the courts, there is some of that going on.
Not enough.
Well, then
you still have money, so we're not hitting them hard enough.
All right, who do you want to sue and what for?
Just fraud. Start at the top and go to the bottom. It's all fraud. I'm in business, and you can't run around and say things that aren't true all the time. You just can't do it. You will get sued.
Well, in the software business, you can.
Actually, I'm in the software business.
No!
And I will get sued if I make false claims against my competition.
Well, if we held software makers to the same standards as automakers...
They hold everybody but Bill Gates to those standards.
All right.
Nobody has enough money to outsue Bill. But
Paul, thanks for the idea. Now, Amanda, what do you think about that? Should we just be litigating until the cows come home?
Well, I think the public, though, can get sick of people who litigate all the time. And I think you're right. You know, that can be an effective strategy. Liberals are trying to do that some. There are organizations set up. The ACLU, for example, you know, took the case about the president's wiretapping program, mm-hmm, and scored a victory recently. So some of that definitely can pay off.
Yeah. Now, I'm glad you brought that up because I just pulled up thinkprogress.org during the break, and there's a post there from today which responds to the attacks on Judge Anna Diggs Taylor. And I'm very interested in this because I read yesterday on the program, and I was disappointed to hear of a potential conflict of interest. She sits on a community foundation organization in southeastern Michigan that has given money to the ACLU. Well, you've given us perspective here from Think Progress, Amanda, because, for example, what we read in the limited first accounts was that the ACLU has gotten $125,000 from this foundation. But that is over a long period of time. And it's got to be put in context, because this foundation gives out about $25 million a year, $50 million in the last 2 years, and only $45,000 went to the ACLU, less than 0.9% of the total money going out. And Judge Anna Diggs Taylor is one of 50 community members on the foundation board. So it's not like she personally approved a grant to the ACLU.
I mean, the conservatives and organization, Judicial Watch, are really just reaching for whatever they can. They lost the case. They're upset. Immediately, as soon as the decision came out, Rush Limbaugh and other conservatives immediately began pointing out that she was appointed by President Carter. Therefore, that meant she was a liberal. She was biased. You know, that's the only reason she ruled the way she did. You know, they couldn't deal with losing, so they had to try to find out anything they could about her.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. The attacks surfaced within 24 hours. She was referred to as a Democrat judge. And I got this mind-boggling email from Ken Melman, the Republican National Committee chairman, which basically, you know, used the Dick Cheney type of language, suggesting that those who support civil liberties in this country support Al-Qaeda. It's really breathtaking.
I mean, yeah, they keep doing that with, also, you know, they were doing that with Ned Lamont recently in Connecticut. You know, anyone who supports civil liberties, if you want, you know, redeployment out of Iraq, it means you support Al-Qaeda, or Al-Qaeda supports you. You're weak. You know, you're endangering the security of our country, when, quite honestly, you know, the opposite is true.
Mm-hmm. Now, on another item, yesterday there was an interesting announcement from a company that has an office in California. Full disclosure, I'm a big supporter of stem cell research, and I volunteered to help pass Prop 71, which provides funding and authority for stem cell research here in California. And what was announced yesterday is it's possible to extract stem cells from embryos without actually ending the life of the embryo. This is a breakthrough that should satisfy the Christian conservatives that Bush panders to, who have been falsely led to believe that an embryo is the equivalent of a fetus. And that, of course, is just flatly unscientific and not true. But we got reaction from a junior press person at the White House today. Tell us what she had to say about the president's position given this new breakthrough in stem cell research, Amanda.
Well, she actually said today or yesterday, any use of human embryos for research purposes raises strong ethical questions. This technique does not resolve those concerns. That was actually quoted in the New York Times. Today, a reporter followed up at the a White House press briefing, and the spokeswoman responded that the study that you were just referring to has not yet been reviewed by scientists and bioethicists, and he is going to listen to these folks after they have a chance to review the study. This is absolutely not true. We actually spoke with an ethics advisor to one of the authors of the study, and this advisor, his name was Ronald Green, he's a bioethicist. He said that the paper went through a rigorous peer review process. It was reviewed by bioethicists, and it was also reviewed by an independent review board, which is required by Massachusetts law. So, you know, once again, the White House is just making up excuses. You know, President Bush said he doesn't support murder. You know, this doesn't destroy embryonic stem cells, and they're still not supporting it.
Yeah, it doesn't fit their political agenda, that's why.
Exactly.
Amanda, thanks for joining us today.
Great, thank you for having me.
My pleasure. That's Amanda Turkel from the Center for American Progress in Washington. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Bob Furtick and David Swanson. They run ImpeachPact.org, Democrats.com, AfterDowningStreet.com. We're going to talk about the Bush lie, he's admitted to it, about the war in Iraq, and about Camp Democracy convening in Washington, D.C. in September. That's next, right here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service now has three locations to serve you better wherever you live. All three locations feature full service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or, in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
we're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Specializing in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for friendly, fast, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service. Now located in Santa Cruz at 1807 Soquel Avenue across from Walgreens, in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road and Soquel Drive, and now in Aptos Village across the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Call 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
Parents, do you need cash for college? This year, more than $100 billion is available for financial aid. Let AboutCollegeFunding.com help you navigate the complicated process to accessing your share of these funds. AboutCollegeFunding.com is now offering free one-hour consultations for parents in need of answers. To schedule your free one-hour consultation with RJ Moyet, call 1-888-337-9775. That's 1-888-337-9775.
Remember, the early bird gets the cash.
People are talking about the show. Weekday mornings 9 to 10 on KRXA 540. Does it really suck less?
You guys are, in many ways, so self-referential that it doesn't let a guy like me feel like he can be part of the conversation.
We try not to be too self-referential, and we'll try to catch ourselves. I appreciate your call.
I wish I knew what that meant.
I wish I knew what that meant. Okay. But you're sucking less than you used to.
Childhood Matters, the show for parents and everyone who cares about our kids.
How do you know when there's something wrong with your child's development? I'm Nurse Rona. Join us for a rebroadcast this Sunday to discuss some of the early signs of language, movement, and learning difficulties in young children. Our guests will provide tips and resources for early intervention.
Childhood Matters, this Sunday morning at 9 on KRXA 540.
Tom Hartman.
Bushies just don't get it. They think that the only way that you can get somebody to think the way that they think, or the way that we think, the only way you can get someone to like America is to kill somebody. I mean, that's George Bush's strategy. If things aren't going well, kill somebody. Yeah, and if you can't kill them, then build a fence.
It's the Tom Hartman program.
I'm sorry, the world isn't that way. And in fact, you want to see where the Republicans want to take us? Just look at where we were in 1890. Look at where, you know, look at Victorian England.
Tom Hartman. Weekday mornings 10 to noon on KRXA 540.
The Peter B. Collins Show continues, emanating from the left coast. This past Monday, George W. Bush at a news conference acknowledged that what he told us when he led us into war in Iraq wasn't true. There was no connection between Saddam and 9/11.
We got a president so bad, gotta be the worst we ever had. Got the job 'cause of his dad, now we're all in danger. He come around up to no good, broke the old treaties 'cause he could. Struts all around like a hood, got us in a world of trouble. Put him in a straitjacket, there's no doubt, let the psychiatrist figure him out. Listen while the demonstrators cheer and shout, we'll all feel better in the morning.
just a matter of which morning. I'm looking at that day when we're all going to feel better. That's Baltimore's Yikes McGee, and the song is called Bad President. And it's too true. It's been true for a long time. But there's new fodder. The president's own admission that what he told us leading into Iraq simply was not true. And this stunning comment occurred in this news conference on Monday. And as we discussed a few minutes back with Amanda Turkel from the Center for American Progress, there's been little or no notice of this stunning admission by the president in the corporate mainstream media. David Swanson joins us right now. He's from ImpeachPact.org, AfterDowningStreet.com, and Democrats.com. Hello, David. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I really appreciate the work you're doing. And once again, we have what back in the Watergate era we would have referred to as a smoking gun. Yet we have a corporate media that stenographer-like is focused on JonBenet Ramsey's phony confessed killer.
Yeah, well, you know, there is no one in power. There is neither major political party really pushing what is obviously appropriate, namely impeachment. And so it doesn't matter if three-quarters of the public is clamoring for it. If no one in power wants it, it's not news. And that's the situation we're in. We have a president who's openly confessed to violating FISA, who now, as you just reported, has openly confessed to intentionally misleading Congress, which is a fraud in the lead-up to this war, and in the justification for this war submitted in writing to Congress as required by the authorization to use force. So we have this talk about, well, should we have investigations? That's the furthest we get in talking about this, and it's nonsense, because the open secret is we don't need investigations to get to impeachment. The offenses are public knowledge at this point.
Yeah. And while there has been a great deal of progress outside of Washington in galvanizing opinion, getting local governmental bodies and legislative bodies to pass resolutions calling for impeachment of Bush and Cheney, there is a stunning silence in Washington, particularly from the Democrats.
Well, certainly from the Republicans, too, though it goes to be expected.
Yeah.
There. You know, Congressman Conyers has a bill, House Resolution 635, that would start a preliminary investigation, which is a political move. It's a little redundant because impeachment itself is an investigation. But in the first part of this year, we were slowly adding a sponsor or two every couple days, and we were moving our way up and got to 37 co-sponsors, and then the door slammed. And what had happened was that the Republican National Committee, without a shred of evidence, had announced that impeachment is good for Republicans in the coming election. Right? You can just picture them out there campaigning, vote for us or we'll go to prison. And it's nonsense. Every poll suggests this, every analysis suggests this is the best campaign issue in most districts for non-Republicans. But Nancy Pelosi, within a week, told the Democratic caucus, don't touch impeachment. And they aren't. And then they're obeying. But as you note, cities and towns and even state legislatures are not paying any attention. Mm-hmm. And when Nancy Pelosi goes to vote in San Francisco, if anyone asks her how she voted, she's going to have voted on impeachment.
That's right.
The city put it on the ballot.
Well, and I've known Nancy Pelosi for a long time, and just in full disclosure, I worked on her campaign one time in 1996. We're not in close contact now because she's a busy would-be speaker and, you know, too big for a radio show like ours. And
there's another mistake right there.
Well, I don't disagree, but what I see going on disappoints me in Congresswoman Pelosi, because before she joined the leadership, she was courageous and outspoken and willing to take very unpopular positions, given her very safe seat in San Francisco. And now she is compromised, in my view, by her leadership position, and she's trying to herd the cats, and it is difficult. But on this particular score, I just think she is mistaken, and I think she is listening listening to cautious centrist pollsters and not to her own heart and gut. Because I understand that there are ways Republicans could use the risk of impeachment to rally their troops. I still think that at the end of the day, the American people, 61% of whom opposed the war, over 50% now don't trust Bush. That has to include some Republicans. In my view, impeachment does have more than fringe support. It's moving toward the Ned Lamont majority that we saw in Connecticut defeating Joe Lieberman. And Democrats should recognize that and harness it instead of trying to contain it.
Well, that goes for Ned Lamont, too, who opposes it. But, you know, there have not been any polls done in recent weeks and months. There have been about six scandals since the last poll was done. For a while, we hammered the polling companies and the media with emails and phone calls and faxes asking them just to poll on impeachment. We then gave up and started paying for it, hiring companies like Zogby International to do the polls. Then we finally got the mainstream so-called media outlets doing the polls. And, you know, we got anywhere from a majority, 55% or so for impeachment, to the lowest number anybody got was 35%. That was the Washington Post leading in with all sorts of hostile questions and then asking, should the president be impeached and removed from office? They didn't report that in their story, but that was how they asked it. And they got 35%. Compared to 27% as a high water mark for Clinton when we had saturation news coverage and newspapers clamoring for him to resign. So the polling, such as there is, suggests that there is great passion for this, and that's what we see in our organizing, is that nothing galvanizes activists and members of the public more than impeachment. So, you know, I can't speak for Nancy Pelosi's heart or gut. I don't know what she really wants, but Tom DeLay sees a leadership position as a monarchy, if not a crime syndicate, and tells people what to do or else. The Democrats, Pelosi included, see leading as essentially following. That is, wait until every last Democrat agrees on something controversial, and then it's okay for the leader to get on board. That is not leadership. And so we're working to mobilize the public to come to Washington in huge numbers and demand change of the White House and of Congress, of both parties. And we're moving Cindy Sheehan's camp from Texas as a way to kickstart that.
Mm-hmm.
September 5th, we'll be opening up on the National Mall with Camp Democracy.
Yeah, I want to talk about that in detail in the next segment. David Swanson with us here from ImpeachPact.org, Democrats.com, and afterdowningstreet.com. David, here's an email that came in actually before we announced that you were going to be on today. Steve in Salinas had 2 points about impeachment. One, I don't think the impeachment of Bush would do any good. There's virtually no chance that he'd be convicted in the Senate. Might it be better to suggest that the world court intervene and charge him with war crimes or crimes against humanity? Impeachment would be a terrible embarrassment to most people, but Bush cannot be embarrassed. He made a second point. If I were a Republican congressman, I would be tempted to introduce a case for impeachment before this fall's elections to prove that I'm not a Bush supporter. The House could vote for impeachment before the elections, and the Senate could do the trial after the elections. Well, that second point's kind of wishful thinking. We haven't seen any principled Republicans stand up and call for even accountability, much less impeachment, have we, David?
We've seen one Republican Congress member, a libertarian from Texas named Ron Paul, state repeatedly and publicly that Bush should be impeached.
Hmm.
But we've seen him refuse to so much as sign on to Conyers' bill, much less introduce articles of impeachment. And his argument is, well, the Democrats will do it for the wrong reasons, for politics or revenge or because they want to be in power. Well, of course they will. Democrats are flawed human beings like everyone else. But the question, Mr. Paul, is should the president be impeached? You are one of 435 people who can do more than run your mouth. How is history going to look at you? You warn of a slide into fascism. You are as aware of as anyone of what is happening, and you do nothing. So, but, you know, the Democrats don't do much more. And so the question, though, I think, is not of whether we can embarrass Bush. you know, if embarrassing Bush accomplished anything, we would have long since had victory. I mean, or the caller, the emailer is right. He can't be embarrassed. But, you know, it's also not a question of will we succeed in impeaching or in convicting and removing from office. It's a question of doing the right thing. And if we have investigations, that puts the truth in front of the American people and puts the pressure on the guilty parties. And if we get impeachment, so much the better. And if we get removal from office, so much the better. Each step is a victory. And we can't sit on our hands because we can't be sure we'll get to the final end zone.
Well, I agree with you in principle, David. And I as you've heard me say before, I strongly support the framing of the argument at impeachpact.org. Right at the top, it reads, electing a Congress to impeach Bush and Cheney. The two are inextricably linked, and as you point out, even if removal from office is not achieved before the end of 2008, it would certainly put him on notice and put a serious leash on this administration that they've got to operate inside the law. And I am for accountability in whatever form it can be marshaled. I don't want to see Dennis Hastert become an acting caretaker president. That would be the ultimate if we were able to remove both Bush and Cheney. At the same time, we can't be so focused on that outcome that we don't recognize that we have to have standards and we have to hold even our president and vice president accountable.
Amen. You know, if we don't impeach here, we can never impeach again. This is the quintessential case for impeachment. So it's not, impeachment is not for selecting a president. It's for removing a defective president. And a Dennis Hastert who knows that he can be held accountable and has to fear the American public is much better than a Bush or a Cheney who knows that we have to keep fearing them. You know, we have to take back control of our government. And if we have to impeach 10 people before we get to an honest president, so be it. But I think we impeach one or two, and we put the fear of the public into them.
Yeah. We're going to take a break and return. In the next segment, we'll talk about Camp Democracy on the Capitol Mall in Washington, opening up on September 5th. If you have a question or comment for David Swanson from ImpeachPact.org, give us a call right now. It's toll-free, 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372, 888-5-PETER-B. I'm Peter B. Collins. You're listening to KRXA 540.
I am attorney Sean Mills. Sometimes life does not take the direction that you plan. If you find yourself in need of an honest attorney, call me. I can advise you on both criminal and civil matters. Do not settle for an attorney who simply went to college and law school when you can work with an attorney with significant life experience who uses a common sense approach to everyday legal problems. If you think you need an attorney, I will be glad to offer you a no-obligation consultation and evaluation of your legal issue with no sugarcoating. If you think you have a potential legal issue, it is important that you speak to a qualified attorney as soon as possible. Call me at 831-648-7060. That's 831-648-7060. I am attorney Sean Mills.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Would you like to be part of a conversation that might not only inspire your golf game, but have you thinking differently about sports, about learning, and about performance? Join golf pro and best-selling author Fred Shoemaker on KRXA 540 Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. for Extraordinary Golf, some uncommon conversations about golf, and maybe even a little beyond golf. Extraordinary Golf, Saturday mornings on KRXA 540 at 8 a.m.
In response to rising interest rates, Victor Munoz of Creative Mortgage in Salinas offers the following advice to homeowners with variable rate loans. Don't panic or overreact. If you feel trapped in a frightening squeeze, first analyze your situation calmly, then take the best action available. There are so many types of loans, one is very likely to meet your particular needs. For a free consultation with Victor Munoz at Creative Mortgage, call 757-0436. Let Victor share with you the knowledge that he has built up over many years in the mortgage industry. Call Victor at 757-0436 today.
We continue now on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Only in America can a guy from anywhere go to sleep a pauper and wake up a millionaire. Only in America can a kid without a cent get a break and maybe grow up to be president.
Well, that ain't how it worked this time. A silver spoon who was born on third base grow up and cheat his way into the presidency. We're talking with David Swanson from ImpeachPact.org. He also is one of the founders of AfterDowningStreet.com. And with Bob Furtick, he works and blogs at Democrats.com. Any websites I've missed, David?
CampDemocracy.org is the one I'm obsessed with at the moment, but mm-hmm. there are lots of websites.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about Camp Democracy in a sec, but first, Dave in the Pinnacles wants to join us. Hello, Dave, you're on the air.
Well, hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just kind of was going through my old magazines, and I had a 2004 issue of Reader's Digest with an exclusive George Bush interview. It's really a crack-up. Well, there's three kind of main things. One's about Reader's Digest asks, what is your vision for Iraq? And, you know, he goes on, the real problem is because they don't have a history of civic participation, and schools aren't flourishing, and they don't have a health care system. And then when he goes on to the on to oil, it's this is a crack-up. He says, this is a quote, look, we need an energy plan. We are dependent on foreign sources of oil. I've been saying this for 3 years, but we can't get our plan out of Congress. And the classic, at the end of this statement on energy, he writes, or he speaks to Reader's Digest, in the long term, technology is going to help us. For example, we're spending billions on a hydrogen-powered automobile. That'll change our dependency on oil sources, on foreign sources of oil, when we get this automobile up and running. Have you ever heard of spending billions on hydrogen cars?
I believe it's in the millions, not the billions. There was a program. It was one of those things like the Mars mission that was announced and quickly discarded by Bush.
Well, I'm not surprised a bit, Peter. And it's just this guy is just full of double speak. In fact, his last statement is, you can't double talk. You can't hedge. When an American president speaks, the world listens. And the world is a better and more peaceful place when America acts on the words spoken. This guy is full of more crap than a turkey farm. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
David?
Have a good day. I couldn't agree more. You know, on Monday. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, on Monday, to take a recent example, Bush was asked at a press conference, are you frustrated, sir, about Iraq? And he said, frustrated, sometimes I'm frustrated, rarely surprised, sometimes I'm happy. And then he seemed to correct himself and he said, it is, but war is not a time of joy. These aren't joyous times. These are challenging times, et cetera, et cetera. And the networks left, they censored, they clipped out the part where he said he was happy about Iraq and looked like a bumbling idiot, and they just went with, these are challenging times, they're difficult times, and they're straining the psyche of the country. So Bush is getting an assist from the corporate media networks when the wire in his ear goes on the fritz and he has to talk for himself. And I don't know how that bit got through, but when he said, as you mentioned at the start of this segment, no, no, Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. I don't know how that got through, but that was Bush uncensored, the real him.
Yeah, it was an amazing quote-unquote performance, and he apparently has wriggled free of his handlers and said, look, I'm a lame duck president. I can't make things any worse, and I'm chomping at the bit. I want to talk.
But he's going to try.
And when he opens his mouth, he does just make it worse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, now let's talk about Camp Democracy. I just pulled up campdemocracy.org, and you are going to launch this on September 5th. On the Mall there in Washington, and this is the movable feast that's coming up from Crawford, Texas, where Cindy Sheehan has been holding an abbreviated Camp Casey because the president abbreviated his vacation plans.
In fact, that's part of the motivation for this, is that Bush can't get away by going to Washington. The protest is coming to him and to the Capitol, where Congress is. But it's also going to attempt something new and somewhat controversial, in that we're going to combine the peace movement with the movement for Katrina recovery, for immigrants' rights, for labor, for women, and for the environment and many other things, but also for accountability and impeachment. And so we're going to be lobbying for Jim McGovern's bill to cut off money for the war, because we need the money for all these useful projects and because we need the war to end. But we're also going to be demanding accountability and impeachment. And we launched this because so many people were asking, when can we do what they're doing in Mexico? When can we come to Washington and stay and refuse to leave and demand change? But we figured, while people are going to do it, let's get tents and bathrooms and have a giant teach-in and bring all the great educators and authors and spokespeople and activists and make a giant training session, festival, concert, performance, panel discussion out of it. And so if you click on the schedule, you find a huge list of people and events that will be at Camp Democracy. And we would certainly love for Peter B. Collins to be there.
Well, I'm going to work on that. I appreciate the invitation. You asked me to speak, and I'd be happy to if I can get out there in September while you are camped out on the Mall. I would certainly love to be a part of it. And I have to say, David, this is something that, again, shows the weakness of the Democratic Party. Because we can read the polls, and you can see that the nation has tired of both one-party rule and Republican rule. And this is the moment that should be seized by the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. The DLC won't do it. They're too busy cozying up to corporate America. But we really need to see a reinvigoration of the grassroots progressives who may not identify completely as Democrats. We have a lot of disaffected people who have announced they've left the party. But I'm registered as an independent. I vote Democratic more often than not, probably, 80% of the time, given the few choices we have. But I think that it's critical for the Democrats to rally the progressives and those who have become disaffected with the Democratic Party, because it's the only way that we can see a change of control in either house this November.
I agree 100%, and that's how we're able to organize people, is by being nonpartisan, but by working with the progressive Democrats and pushing them harder to be even better. So many of the leaders of the progressive Democrats in the Congress will be coming and speaking to us at Camp Democracy, and we'll be speaking to them, but we'll be pressuring them and the rest of Congress. And, the Green Party has endorsed and is part of Camp Democracy, but so are groups like Progressive Democrats of America and Democrats.com. So it's not a partisan effort per se, but it's an effort to push in the direction that the progressive minority of Democrats in Congress is representing of majority opinion outside of Congress.
Yeah. Well, and it's just so important. And I know the media, it's going to be tough to get it covered. I hope somebody's invited Paris Hilton, because then Entertainment Tonight will cover it.
Right.
But, we have to kind of mix the techniques that draw attention to our messages and the importance of really imbuing those messages on people who can go out there and actively work to make that vision a reality.
That's right. We certainly hope for good media coverage, and I'm sure we'll get it from great programs like this one and progressive radio and internet media. But it's not a giant three-week publicity stunt. It's a teach-in and a training session and an attempt to build connections so that the peace movement isn't all white and over 50 and the Katrina movement isn't all black and the immigrants' rights movement.
Got to stop now. David Swanson, go to Camp Democracy.
Hello, I'm here to tell you about Central Avenue Bakery in beautiful Pacific Grove. Every day we feature the finest and freshest healthy whole grain foods with vegan and wheat-free options for those so inclined. We mill our own organic, fresh whole grain flour daily. Galina, our Russian pastry chef, turns those fresh whole grains into delicious masterpieces. Muffins, cakes, cookies, pies, banana chocolate bars, macaroons. She adds new items all the time. We also have a variety of whole grain breads, fresh homemade sandwiches, soups, and veggie entrees made with mostly organic ingredients. Our all-you-can-eat Sunday buffet with the top vegetarian entrees, soups, salads, and desserts is locally famous. We also welcome groups, parties, and catering orders. Stop in for a latte, snack, or full meal. You'll come back again and again. Come visit us at 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey in the old Granary building, just two blocks from the aquarium, or give us a call at 373-2000. That's 373-2000. Central Avenue Bakery, where healthy and delicious go hand in hand.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
We see the plane slowly, slowly departing.
And at this moment, the private plane carrying murder suspect John Mark Carr is arriving in Colorado. And mixed reaction today to over-the-counter approval for Plan B.
Many women cheer.
They finally conceded this is safe and effective.
Many conservatives complain.
I would put today's decision on par with Roe versus Wade.
I'm Barry Bagnato in Washington.
And this is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Lou Miliano. Private twin-engine plane taxiing at the California airport at Long Beach. On board, says CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman, a handcuffed John Mark Carr and a warrant for the murder of JonBenet Ramsey.
We got only a very, very brief glimpse of John Mark Carr as he went around 20, 30 feet from the sheriff's vehicle to the plane. He looked relaxed. Obviously, he was not alone. He was accompanied by members of Boulder law enforcement.
It's a flight of just over 3 hours, and on the ground in Boulder, joining us live at the airport, CBS News reporter Lee Frankley.
Instead of landing at the Boulder Municipal Airport right next to the county jail, the plane bringing Carr to Colorado is now landing at the Jefferson County Airport about 10 miles away. He's expected to be brought by a van to the Boulder County Jail, Lou.
Lou, what can we expect now in the days and the weeks to come with Carr in Boulder?
Well, once Carr arrives here in Colorado, we expect him to be brought to the Boulder Jail. And then within the next few days, he'll be taken to the courthouse for a brief advisement hearing. After that, the district attorney has at least 3 days to file charges. Lou?
Thanks, Lee. CBS News reporter Lee Frank joining us live from Boulder. Now this.
Come into your local Goodyear retailer for the Goodyear MVP tire sale. Plus, get up to a $40 cash card with a purchase of four selected Goodyear tires. And ask how you can double your cash card value up to $80 on qualifying purchases. Our lineup is stacked from top to bottom with Goodyear's most valuable products, like the award-winning Assurance and Forterra tires featuring triple tread technology. Hurry, because both the Goodyear MVP tire sale and cash card offers end August 26th. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for the complete details and the retailer near you. Certain restrictions apply.
To Office Depot for hot deals on great tools to start school. Now at Office Depot, packs of Crayola markers or filler paper are just 25 cents each. And get an unbelievable deal on a TI-83 Plus graphing calculator while supplies last. And for all your qualified school supply purchases, Office Depot will give 5% back in credit to your child's school. So hurry in to Office Depot today. See store for details while supplies last. Quantities limited.
Ready. The response from some as the FDA today gives over-the-counter approval to the so-called morning-after pill. But CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato says for others, the fight's not over.
By year's end, Plan B should be available without prescription, but only to women and men 18 and older. It must be kept behind pharmacy counters. IDs must be checked. Not enough, conservatives complain. Wendy Wright of Concerned Women for America predicts
no decrease in abortions, and there'll be an increase in sexually transmitted disease.
This caller to CBS station WWJ in Detroit says she wishes she had had this morning after option.
I myself have been raped, and I had to go through an abortion, which is very traumatic.
But even supporters aren't fully satisfied.
There is no scientific reason for the age restriction that they've imposed.
Amy Alina of the National Women's Health Network hopes eventually younger teens will also be able to buy Plan B over the counter. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
And now there are 12. British police say another suspect has been charged in the plot to blow up UK to US jetliners. 24-year-old Umair Hussein is accused of knowing something and saying nothing. Unexpected developments to those new carry-on restrictions at the airport. The TSA's Christopher White says first there are fewer carry-ons, and now more time.
As passengers have become better informed on the changes, they are arriving to the security checkpoint with none of these liquids, gels, and pastes. That is allowing us to process passengers much more quickly.
Air marshals on board planes, they're the guys in suits with shiny shoes. But after a lot of complaining, the dress code's being relaxed. As of September 1st, the marshals can wear what they want to fit in with other passengers. The next hurdle, say the marshals, stop TSA and airline personnel from making them identify themselves at screening and boarding. Some streets in the Phoenix area have resembled rushing rivers today. The flooding trapped two motorists in a car in Scottsdale, and a woman earlier had to be rescued from her car at a flooded Phoenix intersection. Police in Vermont say the shooting today that left two people dead and four others injured began with a domestic dispute. They say the man who's responsible for the shooting is among the four people injured. One of the shooting deaths took place at an elementary school where classes aren't yet in session. Time on the roundup, coming up on 6 past the hour.
Hello?
Hello, hey, is this Rodrigo?
Yeah, this is him.
My man, listen, it's Josh, the new owner of your Jetta. You traded it in.
Wait a minute, that red 2004?
Yeah, dude, it's awesome. It's just, when I'm driving around in this car, I feel like we're connected. It's just like we're a family, we should hang out. You and me and the Jetta. Do you have an email?
Feel the pre-love. Certified pre-loved Volkswagens featuring the 112-point inspection. Come take a joyride today.
Honey, would you go to the ends of the earth for me?
Of course I would.
So then going to the Sherwin-Williams store wouldn't be a problem, right?
That was a setup. It's the summer color sale at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Now you can save on...
And the Peter B. Collins Show continues. 6 minutes after the hour... And here's Michael Franti, Spearhead. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a rare occurrence. A live guest in the secret studio here at the Peter B. Collins Show.
Revolution never come with a warning. A revolution never sends you an omen. A revolution just arrive like the morning. Bring the alarm, we come to wake up the snoring. They're telling you to never worry about the future. They're telling you to never worry about the torture. They're telling you that you will never see the horror. Spend it all today and we will bill you tomorrow. Free peace, suits and bank accounts in Bahamas. Wall Street crime will never spend you to the slammer. Tell all the children in the arms of the mamas. F-15 is a homicide bomber. TV commercial for a popper pill culture. Drug companies circling like a vulture. Amaraki babies with the G.I. Joe father. 10 years from now, is anybody gonna bother you? Fire.
Yeah, you're not supposed to yell fire in a crowded theater. How about in a pre-fascist nation, huh? Every Tuesday, we spend half an hour talking with Jason Leopold, the investigative reporter from truthout.org. And son of a gun, he's right in front of me here in the studio today. Hello, Jason.
Unbelievable. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, it's great to meet you in person.
Pleasure. Thank you.
We've had this telephonic relationship for over a year now. And it's great to have you in our hood, and you're on a...
And I love the secret location.
Yeah?
This truly is like a nice bunker.
Well...
I thought Cheney would be around here, but he's not nowhere to be found.
Well, let me think of a quick response. It's a pacemaker-free zone.
Yeah.
You know, all the electronics might interfere with his ticker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's great that you made the trip, and let me first mention that you're doing book signings and talks in Northern California today and tomorrow. You're at Book Passage, a great store, bookstore, independent bookstore in Corte Madera tonight. That's at 7 o'clock.
Right.
And then tomorrow night, you're up at Project Censored at Sonoma State University.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that event, you know, the opportunity to talk to, not just talk about my book, but talk about journalism in general and, you know, talk about some of the stories that I've covered over the years, including Karl Rove.
Mm-hmm. And Project Censored is your host there at Sonoma State University. And that started, I think, 25 years ago. Carl Jensen was he's now retired, but he started it as a professor of journalism and communications there. And it has just grown into such a valuable service to the country. Every year they publish a, what grows thicker, a book with the stories that were either undercovered or just totally ignored by the corporate media.
It's funny. If you look at the book, the 2002 edition of the book, you'll see stories that are in there covered by you know, real independent media. I mean, you know, that act on a shoestring budget.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, these are the stories that are now being covered by the mainstream media. You know, we're talking about, you know, everything that has to do with what's going on in Iraq. You know, domestic issues, and these are the stories that you know, these independent reporters, you know, covered 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And it truly is a should be a, you know, a lesson to journalists.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it just shows that while we do have freedom of speech and freedom of the press, that it is so dominated now by corporate interests and the deregulation of radio and television that Bill Clinton signed in 1996 is still an albatross that has reduced the number of distinct voices who are heard in the media and sharply reduced the possibility for you know, independent stories and independent journalism to penetrate, because it's also focus group market research and, you know, targeted to women 25 to 54, that it really is a news product now and not you know, journalism based in far too many cases.
Right. It feels like a package. You know, when I was watching you know, I think it was actually 60 Minutes this weekend, and they were talking about you know, Michael Jordan, actually talking about Michael Jordan, and the it was Ed Bradley who said Michael Jordan published a book, and that book is by Simon & Schuster. I believe that's what he said. And Simon & Schuster is owned by Viacom, and Viacom is part of it. You know, is this gigantic package that, you know, he had to say this. So it really does show that, like, you know, media, all media, you know, it's really based in one portal, in a sense.
Well, there should be images required. You know, when a CBS plugs a Simon & Schuster, they should, you know, have somebody scratching his back.
Right, exactly. Because you know it's going to account for sales.
Yeah.
You know, but it's, you know, I really feel that with the JonBenet Ramsey, you know, which is a tragedy, that story, that, you know, a little girl.
It was a minor story 10 years ago.
But
sure, it was tragic for the family. I don't deny that in any way. But the media turned it into something that we are all supposed to care about, as if she were your little sister.
Exactly. And the fact that they have, you know, just jumped all over it again is, you know, once again, another example of what the media, and I don't think it's just, you know, the editors or the people that are, you know, that are making calls. It's the reporters that love covering this. They enjoy it. And I think that, you know, a story like this is much easier to cover than some of the more pressing issues that we're facing today.
But at some point, shouldn't people like Catherine Cryer and Greta Van Susteren recognize that they're way out on a limb with very little factual support for the airtime that they're filling up? I mean, if you take the nuggets of information that they are reporting and compare that to the amount of reportage we're getting, that is rehash, recap, file footage, you remember when Geraldo convicted the parents?
Right, right.
You know, it is so thin, and they don't acknowledge that.
Right.
They act as if, you know, the breaking story.
Yeah.
Oh, he's on a plane for Denver.
Right.
Oh, my God, he's going to get off the plane soon.
Exactly.
We better watch.
You know, we have a
Here comes a perp walk.
Yeah, we have a crew at the runway in Los Angeles where, you know, he's about to get off the plane.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, you know, and it's just really sad that, you know, some of the more, again, the issues that you know, the real domestic issues that affect people, truly affect people, they're just not being covered.
Yeah.
And,
you know, certainly it was funny because I remember prior to 9/11, a couple of weeks prior to 9/11, for a while, what was headlines, you know, in all the newspapers and on the cable news networks was Gary Condit and Chandra Levy.
Right.
And then suddenly 9/11 hit, you know, and you know, that changed everything in terms of, you know, the way people started looking at the media differently.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that we're right back at that point again.
Yeah.
We're right back to where we were, you know, before 9/11,
mm-hmm.
where it's you know, nothing but entertainment, you know, Mel Gibson, and it's, you know, sure, you know, it's great for a soundbite here and there. I understand that it's a story. But, you know, 24-hour news coverage on that, it just seems ridiculous.
Yeah. We're talking with Jason Leopold. He's live in the studio today. He's with us this entire hour. And I want to open up the phone lines because you may have a question or a comment, not necessarily related to, we usually talk only news with Jason
yeah.
about his work, stories about the energy crisis, about the oil companies, about Karl Rove and the Wilson investigation. But you may have larger questions about what we're talking about right now, the role of the media, how it is to be an investigative reporter. Here in this new paradigm
right.
of corporate tabloid media. And so if you'd like to join us, we'd love to talk with you. 888-5 Peter B is the number, toll free. 888-573-8372. That's 888-5 Peter B. Also, we'll talk about Jason's book, News Junkie, which is quite a hot seller. And it's an interesting memoir. Still haven't gotten a call from Oprah?
Still have not gotten a call from Oprah. And, I don't know what her deal is these days. You know, it's really funny though. There is Oprah gets her. I can't believe I'm actually saying this, but Oprah gets her eyebrows done at a place right near my house in Los Angeles. The only reason I know that is because my wife goes there. She said, "Oh, uh-huh. Oprah's there." I'm like, "Oh, you got to bring my book next time you're there." And
I've never checked out her eyebrows,
yeah.
And I thought she did her show in Chicago.
Yeah, I don't. You know what? Sometimes she comes here, you know, when she heads up to Santa Barbara or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've been sitting out of that eyebrow place for 4 months now, and no Oprah.
Well, yeah. What if you just leave a copy?
I mean, look how perfect my eyebrows are right now.
They're looking great. What if you just left a couple of copies of
right.
News Junkie along with Glamour and In Style
right.
and In Shape and...
Yeah.
And O.
Yeah, right, and O. O, indeed.
Let's take a call. John's on the line from Blue Lake. Hello, John. Welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show today.
Good afternoon, Mr. Collins.
Oh, call me Peter, really. We saved that Mr. stuff for the arresting officer and the sentencing judge.
I understand. It's my old Vietnam background here. So.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, a couple of things regarding coverage that, as a reporter, I thought somebody might follow is, number one, the amount of money being spent on the incentives for enlistment in the military forces. They say they're getting their numbers, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, but, wait. They're not getting their numbers because they've just forced about 1,200 Marines who were virtually scot-free. You know, they've been on standby duty post-deployment, and they've forced them to come back and put their uniforms on.
And indeed, I do understand that as I hit my inactive reserve right when the first Gulf War hit. But anyway, they've been hitting their numbers, and what... as a reporter, that if I had the resources, I would do is investigate the amount of monies being given to these young people in impoverished areas. That, you know, if you go up to somebody who's got the choice between working at McDonald's or, you know, getting a $30,000 signing bonus, and I'm just throwing that number out there,
mm-hmm.
I think that'd be a really interesting thing to investigate. And I've heard nothing about the amount of money being spent by the military on just sign-up bonuses and re-up bonuses.
Well, there has been some reporting, and the other thing that surfaced in the past couple of weeks is that recruiters have been accused of sexual improprieties against young women they've been trying to recruit, including some charges of rape.
And I do understand that, and I have the utmost angst and you know, upsetness that one can have about that.
Yeah.
But,
all right, John, I got to run to a break here. Thanks for your call today. Jason Leopold's with us here on the Peter B. Collins Show for the entire hour. You can call us. We'd love to hear from you. 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. We'll continue in a moment right here on the Peter B. Collins Show. You're listening to the new KRXA 540. Saturday, September.
September 2nd, live in Monterey. It's Stephanie Miller.
If you look at Katrina, it goes more toward the theory that they're just disastrously incompetent. No. But then if you look at Iraq, you're like, they're disastrously incompetent and they lied.
One of the fastest rising stars in progressive talk radio, Stephanie Miller, is appearing live Saturday, September 2nd at Monterey's Casa Monras Hotel. Tickets are just $45. Go to MontereyCountyDemocrats.org or call 758-9503. That's 758-9503.
Miguel Sarmiento, owner and chef of the Mexicali Grill in New Monterey, cordially invites you to visit his restaurant and enjoy quality Mexican food prepared with California seasonings and sauces, all with personalized, attentive service. Miguel has more than 14 years of experience preparing Italian, Hawaiian, Mexican, French, and American dishes in restaurants throughout Monterey County. Looking to savor the best Mexicali cuisine served with great margaritas or fine imported or domestic beers? Visit the Mexicali Grill today, located at 204 Lighthouse Avenue at the corner of Reeside Avenue in New Monterey. The Mexicali Grill is open daily for lunch from 11 to 3 and for dinner from 5 to 9. For takeout orders, call 375-9801. That's 375-9801. Miguel has a message for all Central Coast residents who appreciate delicious, high-quality Mexican food at reasonable prices.
Todos son bienvenidos en el Mexicali Grill. Try us. You'll like us a lot.
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
What's in the box? Tell me what's in the box.
Rock Rollin' Real Estate. This week, Glenn Plantone will be our guest on Rock Rollin' Real Estate. Some of his hot spots are North Carolina and Costa Rica. Give him a call at 702-769-9872. That's this Sunday on Rock Rollin' Real Estate. Sunday mornings at 10 right here on KRXA.
Traffic today begins in Live Oak. We have an accident in Soquel Drive at Commercial Crossing. That's an injury accident. It's been pushed over to the right-hand shoulder. Two vehicles involved. Emergency crews are on the scene. And it's been there for about an hour, not seeming to be affecting traffic too badly. We move to Salinas westbound 68 after River Road. That accident has been pushed over to the right-hand shoulder. That's always good news. And then on Highway 17 in both directions, no accidents or stalls to report this afternoon. A little bit of slow traffic, though, eastbound Highway 129 between Watsonville and Aroma. East and westbound 156, a bit sluggish between Castroville and San Juan Batista. And then southbound 1 is going to slow between Monterey and Carmel this afternoon. Traffic today brought to you by Shell. Shell's giving away free gas for life to 6 lucky winners and tons of other prizes. The million-gallon giveaway only at Shell, made to move. See official rules at participating Shell stations. I'm Kate Scott with traffic on KRXA.
And the Peter B. Collins Show continues. It's 22 minutes after the hour. And our guest this hour, live in the studio, Jason Leopold from truthout.org. And if you'd like to join us to talk about how news is made, we'd love to talk with you. Lines available right now, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-5-PETER-B, And Jason, as you know, we believe that the NSA pays close attention to our program. That could be just, you know, my own myopic thinking.
I'm sure they do.
But we figure there's a guy named Benny over there with earbuds.
Right.
And the poor guy has to listen to all 3 hours every day.
Right.
And probably, you know, write up transcripts and save some audio files, send them over to Cheney's office.
Right.
And so we feel his pain. And every now and then we like to tip our hat and say, Benny, you're a fine American. They've just assigned you to the wrong task. It's like dumpster diving in the wrong dumpster.
Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, you know, I have no doubt that there have been, you know, there must be clearly some things going on behind the scenes that we don't know about in terms of monitoring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been questions about that for quite a while.
Well, if you don't mind, let me ask if you have any indication that your email has been accessed or checked, if you believe that your phone has been tapped, or because you've been working on some very sensitive stories that clearly this administration would not like to see published.
I honestly don't think my phone is being tapped. I mean, I wish it were. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would kind of, for me, it would be like, you know, what do you think you're going to find? You know, no, I don't have any indication of that. I really don't feel, you know, that that's happening. But I wouldn't be surprised if it were. I mean, mm-hmm. I certainly, you know, it's funny when I am working on a story. You know, there are times when I'm working on a story about, you know, the Iraq War or terrorism. And oftentimes I'm on the phone with my sources, you know, and, you know, we'll say Al-Qaeda or, you know, terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
So those are key words. Those are words that obviously I would assume, you know, that's a red flag in a sense. So in that case, yes, there's, you know, if somebody's doing their job, sure, they must be hearing something.
I have a cranky old friend. This guy's in his 70s, and he likes to call up and say, attempting to kill the president is against the law. I say, John, don't do that!
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I...
That's what we call axing for trouble.
Right, exactly. And, you know, so it's... When I speak with sources, you know, we sort of laugh about it. I mean, I have... You know, nothing has... You know, I haven't had any indication that it would explain a lot, you know, in terms of some of the things happening.
Well, let me, this at the risk of dating myself, in the 1970s, I hosted a radio show in Chicago. And this was during the time of two key investigative things going on, Watergate and COINTELPRO. COINTELPRO was J. Edgar Hoover's domestic spy and counterintelligence program.
Right.
It went beyond gathering information to provocation and actual criminal activity by federal agents in many respects. And on my show, we covered both of those rather deeply. And after a while, I started getting some of the weirdest fan mail you could ever imagine. There was, it appeared to be coming from a guy.
Right.
And he would listen to every minute of my show, like Benny does.
Right.
And
Benny.
He would pull out really arcane references, and then he would compile a handwritten, hand-drawn, 16-page magazine every month. And he was a fan of B-level horror films.
Right.
And he appeared to have a stash of magazines, you know, all these, you know, Frankensteins and all that kind of stuff. And so he would clip this stuff. We now have clip art, but this was in the old days. He'd actually use the scissors and glue this stuff to the page. And then he would write captions to these characters, which were actual verbatim quotes from me or other people who appeared on my radio show.
Oh, man.
And this is a show that ran all night long.
Right.
And I was always stunned that he appeared to stay up all night, because he would catch things that happened at the beginning of the show and things that happened at the end of the show. And it left me with a distinct impression that I was being monitored.
Right.
And what scared the whole thing out of me after a while, the final edition of this magazine was delivered to the windshield of my car parked in front of my apartment.
Oh, my God.
And so this fan, who monitored me very carefully, had figured out where I lived.
Yeah.
Either followed me home or had other resources.
Yeah.
It's very chilling. filed a FOIA request a couple of years later, and they claim they investigated and claim that they had no information about
this, you.
This particular
yeah.
episode or
yeah.
me. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, right now, and I can't say it enough, this administration and its extended offices will do anything, will skirt the law to do what they want to do. And that means checking out, you know, average American citizens. I think that it's funny, there was a story earlier this week about a U.S. citizen who was deported.
And you're going to tell us about that after the break. Jason Leopold with us here on the Peter B. Collins Show. Your calls and comments are welcome. Toll free, 888-5-PETER-B. We'll continue in just a moment on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Concerned about the steady increase in home mortgage interest rates? Don't panic or overreact. Now is the time to analyze the many available options and to choose the best possible course. Leverage the equity in your home to reduce or eliminate high interest and non-deductible debt. Victor Munoz, president of Creative Mortgage, invites you for a free consultation in his Salinas offices at 201 John Street. To schedule your free Creative Mortgage consultation, call Victor at 757-0436 right now. That's 757-0436.
It's Behind the Wheel, the Consumer New Car Review. I'm Peter B. Collins. This week, I've been behind the wheel of the 2006 Volkswagen GTI, which VW dubs the new GTI. The GTI is a two-door hatchback that seats five, though it's not so easy for an adult to get in and out of the back seat. The 2-liter four-cylinder engine is turbocharged and fuel-injected, and with a 6-speed manual transmission, it delivers plenty of power and acceleration without too much torque. It's very responsive with a sports suspension that really holds the road. The base price of $22,000 includes an impressive array of features and accessories, including air conditioning, power steering, and a 6-CD changer that plays MP3s. But the final price creeps up near $30,000 with a navigation system and satellite radio added in. By the numbers, the 2006 VW new GTI gets 25 miles in the city, 31 on the highway, and stickers in California for about $28,000. Behind the wheel, I'm Peter B. Collins.
Hans Auto Repair in Seaside is hands down the finest Volvo maintenance and repair shop in Monterey County. Owners Mike Brooks and Tracy Palacco are both factory trained in Volvo service and repair. They provide outstanding quality and great service at reasonable prices. They only work on Volvos, so you know that your Volvo will be in caring and skilled hands. Hans Auto Repair is at 384 Olympia Avenue in Seaside, or you can call Mike and Tracy at 583-9820. That's 583-9820.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale. At a new time, Reality Radio can now be heard every Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5. So keep it right here, AM 540, for extraordinary progressive talk. Number one in Reality Radio, with me, Sheila Gale. There's nothing we won't talk about. See us Saturday, 4 to 5, Reality Radio, right here on AM 540 KRXA.
Have you thought about owning more real estate but don't know where to turn? Are you interested in learning how to make good profit buying and selling real estate? Or do you want to learn how to let your tenants pay the mortgage while you enjoy the equity? If you want to learn the ins and outs of real estate investing, listen to The Real Estate Guys, Sunday nights at 5 on KRXA.
You can own more real estate. The Real Estate Guys will show you how. Listen Sunday nights at 5 and on the web at realestateguysradio.com.
And the Peter B. Collins Show rolls on. Fueled by progressive politics and electric guitar. Got to be careful, something that rhymes with hypocrite.
You say you are a patriot. I think that you're a quackish.
Oh, careful, Mick. That's $350,000.
I smell out of gasoline. I drink it every day. But it's getting very pricey. And who is going to pay?
How come you're so wrong? That's from the most recent Rolling Stones album. It's called My Sweet Neocon. Jason Leopold's here with us in the studio this hour. We're taking your calls at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. And I had to cut you off because, as you know, commercial breaks are sometimes
commercials are important.
Uncontrollable.
Yeah, I understand.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have to listen to them here.
Well, I was actually saying that we were discussing whether I was... where I felt if there was any monitoring, specifically as it relates to the stories I'm doing. And I was just saying that this administration, has time and again just proven that they'll just skirt the law to, fulfill their own needs,
mm-hmm.
And their own paranoia. And that's what's really interesting is that, if I were to say, I feel like if I were to say, yes, they're monitoring me, there would be a knee-jerk response by some to say, you're just paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
But what this administration is doing, seems more about paranoia than anything else. There was a U.S. citizen who he became a citizen when he was 15 years old, and was deported, because he was a terrorist threat. But it turns out when he tried to get back in the country, he was arrested, and it turns out he was a citizen. And it just my point is that he was no threat whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
There was just, this bizarre suspicion. And I think that things just seem to be getting worse.
Yeah. But I guess because there's so many people who were at least peripherally involved in the Nixon administration,
right,
like Cheney and Rumsfeld and,
right,
and some of their cohorts, I guess I have this suspicion that they are monitoring the press, that they do have a plumber's unit out there,
yeah,
and that they would use all the techniques that Nixon used, if not more,
yeah,
to try to suppress,
right,
dissent and embarrassing,
yeah,
coverage.
Yeah, I think that they do. I absolutely think that happens. My feeling is that they would be looking at, say, the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of the more, activists... inflammatory groups that are out there or ones that they deem to be, whatever threat or, the Cindy Sheehans of the world. And I absolutely think that's taking place. I think it would be, foolish to think that it's not, considering what this administration has demonstrated thus far.
So, we look at the NSA wiretaps, the NSA data mining of phone records,
right,
the report from ABC News,
yeah,
that they felt their phones were tapped,
right,
and that journalists were being monitored.
Right.
It is hard to believe that with all the data collection that has been admitted,
yeah,
that some of it is not being used for political purposes.
Sure, I think that, to get ahead... to get a head start on what journalists, who their sources are. I think that's incredibly important. They're trying to stop leaks. Some of these leaks take place because the people who are behind the leaks feel that the administration, the president, the vice president, they're breaking the law.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, then we have the AIPAC leak, which was Larry,
right,
Franklin trying to goad the administration,
yeah,
into a faster track to invading Iran.
Right, right. And from what I understand, the... there's going to be an investigation into who leaked, that, mm-hmm, as well. I mean, there's...
And if Bush finds him...
Right.
They'll be held to pay.
Yeah. We're keeping the canon book.
All right, we've got Alice on the line from Humboldt. Good afternoon, Alice. Say hello to Jason Leopold.
Okay. Hi, Peter.
Hello.
Hi, Alice. Jason, is it?
It's Jason. That's right. Huh? He's live in the flesh.
I'm here in person, Alice.
I believe that the people who are now inhabit our White House are criminals. They are out to cause great harm to the people. They have got us into wars and their personal profits. The harm that they are doing is so terrible it is hard to believe. So tell me, if you think I'm seeing it worse than it is.
No. In fact, it's much worse than you see it.
Well, I'm afraid of what plans they have now for us.
Yeah, I think...
I just have an awful feeling about it.
Well, you know, I think there has been a fantastic report Larissa Alexandrovna has written extensively about, you know, Iran, which is in the crosshairs, and Seymour Hersh, who has really, you know, he's one of the great investigative reporters. And he has demonstrated and has shown that that's what's next. But, you know, President Bush has said that as long as he's there, as long as he's president, there's no getting out of Iraq. In fact, as you mentioned earlier, we're putting more people, you know, in Iraq. And you know, that just shows how bad the situation is there. I mean, we're talking about a civil war. They have not wanted, you know, to call it a civil war. The same way they did not want to use the word genocide to describe some of the other, you know, atrocities that were happening in other countries.
Jason, before you joined us today, we were talking with David Swanson from Impeach Pack, and we were focused on the president's admission in the news conference on Monday that what he had told us about this imminent threat posed by Iraq and the need to go in as part of the post 9/11 strategy is flatly untrue.
You know,
and this plays in a couple of directions. One is there should be accountability up to and including impeachment, and number two, that we now have a situation where those forces committed to Iraq are not covered by a congressional resolution.
Right.
They were not sent there to be a police force during a civil war.
Right.
And even Senator Warner, the Republican chair of the Armed Services Committee in the Senate, has acknowledged just that.
Yeah, and Alice, like, the problem that I see right now is that the Senate and Congress, both houses, are totally ineffective. They have basically handed over power, all power, to this president. And it really does not seem like a democracy.
Yeah. You know, and the specter of Arlen Specter, who wants to legitimize the NSA spying program, and presumably he does not even know the dimensions of it because he's not on the Intelligence Committee.
Yeah.
They won't tell him, but he's doing the bidding of the White House saying, well, I think we can normalize this through the FISA court.
Yeah. And, you know, I wanted to... you know, obviously we're getting closer to the anniversary of 9/11, but this month is actually the anniversary, the five-year anniversary of George Bush receiving that presidential daily brief.
August 6th,
saying that, you know, Al-Qaeda wanted to strike U.S. targets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that people should really remember, that that was a month before, more than a month, that the warning was out there. But if you look back at the first 6 months of 9/11, security, homeland security, national security, that was not a priority. That was not a priority for this administration. Social security was a priority. And this is right on the, this is what's great about public records, is that it's right out there on the website. And in fact, in January of 2001, I feel like I have to remind people this time and time again, January 11th, 2001, there's a fantastic article in the New York Times. And this is obviously, you know, Bush was just in office a short while, but he had a meeting with his Joint Chiefs of Staff. And the article basically said that, you know, without mincing words, it says, you know, Iraq is something that the president wants to deal with.
Yeah.
And that was way before 9/11. So, you know, this is, I'm glad to hear that people don't see Iraq as being part of the global war on terror.
Yeah, it's finally sinking in.
It's, you know, it's sad that it's finally sinking in.
Alice, thanks a lot for the call today.
I'm glad you're working on it.
Thank you, Alice.
I'm glad somebody's helping.
We're doing what we can, Alice.
Yeah, we all are.
And we're doing it for you.
Okay, thank you.
You take care. Xavier in Santa Cruz, thanks for calling. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show with Jason Leopold.
Hi, Peter and Jason.
Hi, hey, how are you?
One of the things that I wanted to bring up was I think there's this big gaping hole of a large market that Democrats and progressives can go after that they're not going after. I look at Rush Limbaugh and his crowd. They tend to be like working class white males. Not necessarily even white. Let's just say working class males.
It's pretty white, pretty male.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But
the Rush Limbaugh audience is 73% male, and it's about 65% of those are white.
Okay. I granted that. But the market that I'm referring to would include all races, okay?
All right.
Okay, the point I'm trying to make is that working class men, a lot of times, you know, I've heard us described of as being privileged, and a lot of what I see is men haven't really gotten together and figured out what their issues are, and they'll just kind of generically, you know, blame women for a lot of things that really they don't deserve to be blamed for. But there are some very real things that, you know, like Peter, yesterday you mentioned about an attack, and there were so many women and children that were killed, and I think that's one issue where you know, men hear that and they automatically, it kind of sinks into their subconscious that they're somehow more cannon fodder than women. And is my feeling, I hear about that too, and I want to protect women, you know, more so than myself. But I think what that does to men is it causes us to feel, it's the same as like a black person who walks through society and they get accused of constantly being accused of this or that, and it affects their psyche and it affects the way they relate to the world. And I think that that's what's happening to men, and I think if, as progressives, we included men and stopped making them into the perpetrators so often, I think that we could, you know, like, whenever we have, like, Cindy Sheehan and her group, they're going to have women's issues. They should have men's issues, too, and we should start the conversation about that. What do you think about what I'm just saying there?
Well, I think I grasp it here, Xavier. There's a whole lot of wild testosterone in the rhetoric and the mindset of the Bush administration. And I think what I was referring to the other day is the way it has filtered down as humiliation, including sexual humiliation, as a weapon that has been widely used in Iraq.
But the women have done that to men, too, in there. You know, Wendy England? Lindy England, she did that to male prisoners. So women have testosterone. That's my point, is demonizing testosterone.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
See, but Lindy England is such a puppet. I mean, she was under the control of Charlie Grainer, her boyfriend, the father of this baby she had. I mean, that's a whole bizarre kind of love triangle, and we'll have to ask New Order to do an updated song on that.
But we see it's the owning class white men that are doing that, and then there's the working class men who are not necessarily privileged, and they get accused of being perpetrators a lot of times, and I think we need to include them. That's my whole point.
Okay. Well, let's see if other people have a comment on that. Maybe Sam Keen will call in from the drum circle and fill us in. Okay. Thanks a lot, Xavier. Good to talk to you. We're going to take a break and return in just a moment with Jason Leopold. If you want to join us, 888-5-PETER-B is the toll-free number. That's 888-573-8372. And you've got it, the Peter B. Collins Show. KRXA 540, progressive talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz.
Come on in, and you will see the Central Avenue Bakery. Smell the bread, try the scones, everything's so tasty, you want to take it all home. Vegetarian is a killer affair. We make our meals in a kosher kitchen. I'll make mine falafel with hummus too. A side of couscous and a baba ghanoush, yeah. Open at 7 every day. Have a cup of coffee or your morning latte. Come on in and sit right down. It's the friendliest place in town. Central Avenue Bakery. In PG.
For an unforgettable omelet experience, visit the Central Avenue Bakery today. 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey. PG.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, host of the Tasty Planet radio show. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., I explore the world of food, wine, and fun in the Monterey Bay Area.
I interview authors, winemakers, chefs, restaurateurs, brewers, and others that make Monterey and our region such a delicious slice of our tasty planet. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. for tasty new shows, or visit the Tasty Planet on the web by going to www.tastyplanet.org. Listen in and have a good appetite.
Children's books, educational toys, and games your entire family will enjoy are always in season at locally owned and operated Thinker Toys. Hi, this is Nurse Rona of Childhood Matters. We know that our children learn by playing, and the caring staff at Thinker Toys will help you choose the ideal gift for toddlers through teens. Stop by our beautiful Carmel store at 7th and San Carlos, and the just renovated Thinker Toys at Del Monte Center in Monterey. Thinker Toys is open daily.
We've got a new accident in Carmel, Highway 1 at Valley Way. That's over on the right-hand shoulder already. Two vehicles were involved. CHP's on the scene, and it doesn't seem to be affecting traffic. Still have that problem in Live Oak. It was an injury accident at Soquel Drive and Commercial Crossing. It's over on the shoulder as well. Ambulances are on scene helping those injured passengers, so expect slight delays in that area. And then we have a stall in Greenfield, Elm Avenue at Arroyo Seco. It's a minivan blocking one of the lanes in that area. Also some slow traffic. Eastbound 25 is slow out of Gilroy into Hollister this afternoon, and north and southbound 101, a little heavy in and out of Salinas. Traffic this afternoon is brought to you by Advil Muscle Ache. You don't need different pain relievers for different pains. Whenever you hurt, wherever you hurt, Advil works. Advil, the every pain reliever. I'm Kate Scott with traffic on KRXA 540.
Continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. We're talking with journalist Jason Leopold. He writes for truthout.org, and he's written the memoir News Junkie, which is out and about in hardcover at your local independent bookstore.
Actually, it's soft cover.
It's in soft cover?
Yeah. It's a little bit of a sore point, but it is.
Okay, I was trying to upgrade you.
Yeah. Well, I like to think of it as hardcover.
You know. Well, it's in its first edition.
It is.
Yeah. And let's talk a little bit about News Junkie, and then, Eugenia, we're going to get to your call, so don't go away. I read the book, and I was so struck by how honest you've been, how you talked about your own problems with drugs,
yeah.
And you talked about a little episode from your past when you were, to feed your drug needs, you
right.
were stealing CDs from your
yeah.
employer in New York.
It was a very strange, you know, people may... When they read it, or hopefully if they, you know, read the book, it's sort of, I wasn't robbing a bank,
mm-hmm.
you know, literally, but that's what it was like. It was this bizarre thing, CDs,
yeah.
you know, so.
Well, I know people who have jobs like mine who get free books from publishers.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually turn them into cash. I've never done that, but I've
right.
heard it can be done.
Right. Oh, yeah. It
and
absolutely
I used
be
to be a DJ, and we used to get tons of promo copies
exactly.
of albums and CDs, and some of those may have wound up in a used record shop.
Yeah. There's tons of used record shops that you know, have that. When I put that in my book, you know, first of all, let me just say that I really appreciate the support and what you've the fact that you've read my book and the support that you've given me.
I think
as well
you were
as your excellent producer Matt, by the way.
I think you were a little afraid when I read the book that I'd say,
I was.
Wow, I don't want to talk to this guy again.
I was completely like I don't think I slept. And that's what I was sort of waiting for, was the, you know, what would be the response
mm-hmm.
to this book? Because, you know, it is brutally honest to the point where it makes me uncomfortable
yeah.
having to look in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, it's certainly not a book where I feel that somebody says, hey, that's, you know, great. Wow, that's
yeah, cool, man.
You're so, that's great that you're, you know, this you know, convicted felon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's part of the secret.
Yeah.
And... But I really felt that my personal life informed my professional life. And so I wanted to give a real behind-the-scenes look at journalism, and I think I did a really good job at that, you know, mainstream journalism and independent journalism.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time...
Yeah,
really,
you were working for a little company called Dow Jones.
Dow Jones and the L.A. Times,
mm-hmm.
small little newspaper out in L.A.
Right.
And, you know, I really wanted to show what you know, what happens behind the scenes. But also, beyond the byline... you know, to really show that, you know, I'm human.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's very difficult for, you know, consumers of news to see,
yeah.
you know, what
you know, who that person is. You know, how would they react, you know, after, you know, knowing that, that I am who I am after and reading a story of mine now?
It was painful, too, to see the personal attacks that were launched against you after you reported the Roe indictment. And we're still waiting for all the truth to come out on that.
Right.
But people used right-wing personal attack tactics to try to undermine your work.
Yeah, it's really, you know, I think what was most disturbing to me was that it came from a side of the, you know, if you want to call it the left, it came from that side, and what they were doing was no different than what the right had been doing to Joseph Wilson for 2 years, this person who I was writing about, no different. And, you know, when I look at it, when I read some of this stuff, it really boils down to, it's like being right back in high school, because it's so, like I said to you, on a show before, it's so difficult to imagine a grown man or woman sitting behind a keyboard typing these, you know, these
flames,
and then giving their children dinner, you know. I mean, it just seems so bizarre to me. But it's, you know, again, in terms of journalism, you know, I've written more than 2,000 news stories, in especially as it relates to the energy crisis. And, you know, as any human being, you know, there are some things that aren't going to pan out. But I don't think that makes the story wrong. And for those that are calling...
And let's just compare this for a moment. We started off half an hour ago talking about the flimsy reporting going on in this JonBenet Ramsey case.
Right.
We have this guy who's clearly unstable, who can't even get out of the way of his own alibi, who's claiming he was there when JonBenet died, presumably the cause of her death.
Right.
And, you know, the media is just passing this along without any basic standards of journalism.
Yeah, there's
and you know what you've done is painstakingly researched, sourced, checked by Mark Ash, your boss at Truthout, and you know, I understand that the indictment has not been affirmed, but that doesn't mean, at least to date, that you were misled or that your sources were wrong.
Right, and thank you for saying that, because it doesn't. And you know, I think that people need to understand that, you know, that I'm not out there just, you know, making things up out of whole cloth. Like you said, this went through, you know, an editorial process. It went through the chain of command through various editors. And in addition to that, you know, there were questions. Should we run with the story? Should we go out with the story? We felt that, A, there was a possibility that other news organizations may, you know, come out with the story. But in addition to that, you know, what if it just doesn't come out at all? What if they try to suppress it? You know, we felt that we're dealing with a very secretive administration. And in terms of, you know, this story, how it compares to my entire body of work, I think that, you know, I've reported a lot of, you know, a lot of great things.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a call now. We've got Eugenia in Prunedale. You're on the air. Eugenia, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi.
I heard on the news today that Israel had just purchased two more nuclear submarines. I was surprised that they even had a submarine.
Who purchased a submarine?
Israel.
Hmm. I believe Israel does have submarines.
They do.
Yeah.
In addition to their others, to show Iran that they meant business or something. I don't know. But the thing of it is,
who did they buy it from? You know, there aren't.
That's what I want to know.
I don't think Hyundai makes a nuclear sub.
No, probably from us, and they probably didn't pay much for it. And we're probably stocking them with God knows what. That's the funnel. You know, I've been concerned about this for a long time.
I know you have, Eugenia.
Before everybody else was, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been watching this progression all the way back to, I mean, this starts out, they just gobbled everything up along the way, a piece at a time, and I just happened to be watching it. I got kicked out of the middle class into poverty and had to figure out what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So my paradigm wasn't the norm anymore. I used to think this was a great world and everything was good and we were good, like so many people.
Yeah.
And, hey, we just got to, we have got to quit looking back at 9/11. And here we're going to have a great big splash again here in September, which is going to block all the news. Okay? We're not going to be looking at anything going on as far as Iran or anything else. These guys are absolute geniuses at creating diversions.
Well, you're right about that.
They are absolutely. I'm impressed, and there's not too much that impresses me anymore.
Yeah. Sadly, people still fall for it, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the liquid bomber thing is starting to unravel. People are seeing that it was not nearly the threat that it was made out to be. But we are still banning liquids on domestic flights, which, of course, is nonsensical, but appears to be part of a re-election strategy. Eugenia, we're out of time. Thanks for your call today. Good to hear from you.
Okay.
And Jason Leopold, again, is doing a book signing and reading and talk tonight at Corte Madera's Book Passage in Marin County, tomorrow night at Sonoma State University in Sonoma at the Project Censored location. And, Jason, it's a real pleasure to meet you. Thanks for making the trip here today.
Thanks for everything.
All right. We'll talk again next week.
Looking forward to it.
Jason Leopold from truthout.org, and pick up his book, a memoir called News Junkie. You'll find it powerful reading. Coming up next, we head into the free speech zone. We take your calls on any subject from any viewpoint from anywhere within the sound of my voice right here on the Peter B. Collins Show. Grab a line, 888-5-PETER-B, toll free, 888-573-8372.
Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue is your one stop on the Monterey Peninsula for fine wines, liquors, and beers at very reasonable prices. Let PG Liquors knowledgeable owner J.R. Medina and his son-in-law Chad help you choose the ideal Monterey regional or imported wine for any occasion, from an intimate dinner with that special someone to a formal affair with dozens or even hundreds of guests. If you're looking for distilled spirits, PG Liquors specializes in the finest blue agave tequilas, single malt and blended scotches, and top-shelf vodkas, including Northern California's own Hangar One. Beer lovers from Carmel to Marina, beat a path to PG Liquors, which boasts hundreds of handcrafted ales, lagers, stouts, porters, as well as all the big names. Make Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand, just above Lighthouse, the outlet for all of your beverage needs.
PG Liquors reminds you to always drink responsibly.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Lou Miliano. He said he was there 10 years ago when little beauty queen JonBenet Ramsey died. This evening, he's back, John Mark Carr, joining us live from Boulder, Colorado, CBS News correspondent Lee Frank.
Carr, flown in a state-owned plane from California to Colorado, is now inside the Boulder County Jail going through intake processing, says Sheriff Joe Pelley.
He will talk to the mental health staff. He'll talk to the medical staff. He'll talk to our booking staff. They'll fill out various forms. They'll take his fingerprints. They'll take his mugshot. And then they'll dress him in, and then he'll be escorted to a cell.
An isolation cell where Carr will be wearing a red jumpsuit. He's expected to remain here through the weekend, then possibly on Monday be taken to court for an advisement hearing. Sometime next week, he could be formally charged with the murder of JonBenet Ramsey. Reporting live outside the Boulder County Jail, Lee Frank, CBS News.
Critics say it's bad enough you're opening the door to greater promiscuity. Don't open the door so wide it includes younger teens. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato says today the Food and Drug Administration approved over-the-counter sales of the morning-after pill, Plan B.
To win approval, Plan B's maker had to agree to limit over-the-counter access to women and men 18 and older to make sure IDs are checked and that this contraceptive is kept behind pharmacy counters. Two callers to CBS station WWJ in Detroit, one man unhappy about the decision, one woman pleased.
Shows where we are morally in this country.
It's a good decision, I believe, and that's for us to make the decision.
That woman says this will especially benefit women who've been raped like she was. She says she had to have an abortion. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Along with the Disney dog, there are a fistful of tunes like this one that attest to Pluto, the ninth planet. No doubt it's something we've been taught for over 70 years. Jerry Wheeler, the executive director of the National Science Teachers Association, says for some kids, it'll continue.
Some poor communities don't get new textbooks for about 13 years, so in some communities in the United States, the children won't be reading about Pluto's new classification for 13 years.
For those teachers, it'll probably be the first lesson they teach every term, that regardless of what your science book says. In August of 2006, a group of influential astronomers declared Pluto, only 1,400 miles across, to be a dwarf planet, giving our solar system only 8 real planets. Commerce Department reports new home sales in July lower than expected. Dave Siders, chief economist at the National Association of Home Builders.
We last year had easily record numbers of home sales, and so we're looking at coming off of what I always considered an unsustainable binge anyway, hopefully getting back to more sustainability.
Air marshals on board planes, they're the guys in the suits with the shiny shoes, but after a lot of complaining, the dress code's being relaxed, now they can dress like everybody else. This is CBS News.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Hot stuff on your laptop? Hotter than you think if you have an Apple battery powering it. CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv explains.
Apple says it has received 9 reports of batteries that overheated. 2 people suffered minor burns. Some property was damaged. No word of fire breaking out, but there is that hazard. The so-called Mac laptops involved, the 12-inch iBook and the PowerBook G4, 12-inch or 15-inch, if sold in the U.S. anytime since October 2003. This recall not as big as the one Dell announced last week. That also involved laptop batteries made by Sony. More than 4 million of them. That's said to be the largest recall in the history of consumer electronics. Dan Raviv, CBS News.
Big Southern California, I'm sorry. Oxnard police sent their police dog Beamer out to detain a suspect getting out of his car after a chase began in neighboring Ventura. Oops, the first leg Beamer chomped on was the Ventura police chief, Pat Miller. I'm Lou Milligano, CBS News.
Come into your local Goodyear retailer for the Goodyear MVP tire sale. Plus, get up to a $40 cash card with a purchase of 4 selected Goodyear tires. And ask how you can double your cash card value up to $80 on qualifying purchases. Our lineup is stacked from top to bottom with Goodyear's most valuable products, like the award-winning Assurance and Forterra tires featuring triple tread technology. Hurry, because both the Goodyear MVP tire sale and cash card offers end August 26th. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for the complete details and the retailer near you. Certain restrictions apply.
Into Office Depot for hot deals on great tools to start school. Now at Office Depot, packs of Crayola markers or filler paper are just 25 cents each. And get an unbelievable deal on a TI-83 Plus graphing calculator while supplies last. And for all your qualified school supply purchases, Office Depot will give 5% back in credit to your child's school. So hurry in to Office Depot today. See store for details while supplies last. Quantities limited.
This is Mr. Collins' favorite portion of the program. We call it the Free Speech Zone, which is just a funky way of saying, call up and talk to me. I'll even pay for the call. Isn't that sweet? 888-5-PETER-B is my toll-free number. 888-5-PETER-B. 888-573-8372. And we got the email unclogged. All those penis enlargement spam emails have been deleted, which means there's room for you to send me a missive. You can send it to Peter at peterbcollins.com. Or if you take exception to some of my remarks, send it to bigmouth at peterbcollins.com. I want to invite your comments on any of the issues that we've raised so far today or things that we haven't. That's about everything, right? We talked about George W. Bush's admission in the news conference on Monday that what he told us in March of 2003 was not true. Ordinarily, we'd consider that grounds for impeachment, or at least censure, accountability, right? And the media sleeps while bringing you more breathless coverage of the JonBenet Ramsey case, which is 10 years old. We also talked about impeachment, and we had a great conversation last hour with Jason Leopold from TruthOut.org and the author of the new book, News Junkie. So whatever's on your mind, give us a call, and we'll talk about it. 888-5, Peter B. is our telephone number. And there's one thing that occurs to me about this coverage of JonBenet Ramsey and this guy who claims to know how she died. He hasn't explicitly confessed to killing her. He says he was there when she died. Now, his wife at the time says he was celebrating Christmas with the family in Georgia in 1996 when the young JonBenet was found dead. And I liken the coverage that we are seeing and hearing to what you are about to hear. It is slickly produced. It comes off as something that must be true because the announcer who delivers it has a kind of voice of God. And so I ask you before I play this. In fact, Jason's still here. Jason, you can be my guinea pig. Lean up to the microphone, please. James Brown, the singer?
Yeah.
Is he still with us?
He is with us.
Alive and well?
He's alive.
Dancing?
Dance machine.
Prancing? All right. Listen to this. Wait a minute. He was just doing the cold sweat last week. He was just doing the 18-minute version of It's a Man's World, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. This is the kind of repetitive, slick, tabloid junk that permeates particularly cable news channels these days, and it doesn't matter if it's true. You listen to that enough or you join something in the middle, you say, wow. I didn't know James Brown's dead. That's the kind of irresponsible tabloid coverage that we're being subjected to these days. And I, for one, deeply resent it. We take your calls now in the Free Speed Zone, 888-5-PETER-B. Up first is Debbie in Eureka. Hello, Debbie. You're on the air.
Hey, Peter B. Thanks.
You're welcome.
I wanted to say first you're welcome, yes, for me making the call, because I know how you are. I won't thank you for taking my call.
I appreciate
thank you
that.
For being on the air.
Okay, I'll accept that.
For just being there. Also, I wanted to bring to your attention, because I tried to email you, but was thrown back because you were over full.
Okay, that's cleaned up now, so.
An article that was on Op-Ed News, August 15th, by a man named Manuel Valenzuela, and it's called Pitch Black Void Neocon Wet Dream.
Hmm.
It is the most incredible article I have ever read.
Well, the title's kind of salacious and inviting all at the same
time. Everything, including the whole 9/11 facade that they have tried to shove down our throats and the stolen elections. It's about 15 pages long, but well worth every second.
All right. Well, if you forward it to me, I will read it.
I will definitely do that. And I just wanted to thank you again.
Okay.
For being there. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for the call. And by the way, speaking of my email account, I do apologize that it was blocked and apparently for quite some time. But we cleaned it out yesterday. And let's see what this one is. It's from Queen Adams in Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso. Oh, she's got $5.7 million for me. Ah, delete. That'll make room for another listener email. Now to Tim in Eureka. Hello, Tim. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Thank you, Peter B. And I'm only going to thank you for keeping the faith and fighting the good fight.
Mucho gusto.
My take on Coulter would have been that you would be, perhaps, you would be our sacrificial lamb. You would be the Christ-like figure that you would save me the agony of having to listen to this vile wretch,
mm-hmm.
and that you, as part of your job, would be to digest whatever she was spewing,
right.
and only if it was worthwhile, or only if it demanded an aghast rebuttal, would you propound it to your audience.
Mm-hmm.
That was my take on that.
Okay, well, now it's right there at 50-50. We've been consulting with listeners about whether I should sign up for the free weekly email from Ann Coulter of her column, Diatribe is what I'd call it. And I'm leaning in favor of holding my nose and actually signing up for it.
Well, oh, you might. Yeah, well, I mean, I saw her since you, I know, take some time off, and good for you. I try to fill in for you on the weekends, surfing the cable news and soaking up what the other side is going to broadside us with next. And I happened to catch her at some young Republican women's convention, and it was appalling. I mean, some earnest young woman who I'm sure meant well, young Republican woman, actually stood up and made this perky speech about, I don't know how anyone could possibly believe in evolution, and blah, 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 and everybody's nodding. And I'm thinking, these people, along with George Bush, are literally reversing the progress of civilization. I mean, they are actually part and parcel of these Islamic radical counterparts on the other side, and they're actually taking us backwards. And as you just said, we're worried about JonBenet, which is, of course, a tragedy, which, of course, is horrible. But I'm with you on that one. Even when my favorite channels come on and they start going on and on, I just click it off. You know,
this is one of the things that we need to underscore. The media really do respond to ratings and to market research. And if you didn't watch that crap, they would put less of it on. I wouldn't say that they'd ever eliminate it, but they would respond and say, you know, people are getting tired of this. We better put on green fear instead of, a little black dress fear.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And did you catch William? By the way, justice delayed is justice denied. I had to get it out there.
Okay, and I feel better that you did.
Yeah. And William Crystal made it crystal clear the other day, according to Amy Goodman. I missed it myself, but I just heard her say just hours ago Mr. Crystal made it crystal clear that we could be facing a hot war with Iran quicker than we know, and to paraphrase the words.
Well, that is consistent with the reporting that we've heard on this program, too.
Well, my challenge then to the college Republicans is, why not take two lousy years off from their self-indulgent collegiate years and bail out their absurd and ridiculous president with the use of their bodies in this upcoming war? Since we just had to increase the Stryker Brigade, and we just had to extend their time.
Well, let's wait for Jenna and little Laura to volunteer.
Oh my gosh, that would be wonderful. And also, we just had to extend a bunch more Marines because we can't get enough volunteers. And now the Crystal people want to get another hot war going.
So, Tim, do you think there's an opportunity here? You know about fantasy baseball, right?
What baseball?
Fantasy baseball. It's where people, you know, make up imaginary teams and they trade players and all that stuff.
Oh, no, I had no. Is that like Dungeons and Dragons for baseball people?
Kind of, yeah.
No, I had no idea.
I think we need a political addition, because I'd like to trade William Crystal of the Murdoch-funded Weekly Standard for Billy Crystal.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Okay, I get it.
And then we'd all come up winners, I think. Tim, thanks for the call today.
Okay, thanks a lot. Keep it up, man.
All right, thank you very much. Right. 16 minutes past the hour. More of your calls coming up here in the Free Speech Zone. There are several lines available, so Eureka, you can grab a line. Toll-free, 888-5-PETER-B. Carmel by the Sea, I'm waiting to hear from you. 888-5-PETER-B. 888-573-8372 puts you through to the Peter B. Collins Show. You're listening to KRXA 540. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity, or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. From Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, pattyrosscarmel.com.
Do you have a living trust? Lawyers on Duty is offering a living trust package for just $995. If you're single, only $895. Give your loved ones the safety net by saving them thousands of dollars by avoiding cumbersome legal proceedings. At Lawyers on Duty, they're available and affordable. With over 1,000 living trusts completed locally, they'll work with you to avoid costly probate. Behind Rosine's on Alvarado Street, downtown Monterey. Lawyers on Duty, 375-5100. Alan Kaplan, owner.
Parents, do you need cash for college? This year, more than $100 billion is available for financial aid. Let AboutCollegeFunding.com help you navigate the complicated process to accessing your share of these funds. AboutCollegeFunding.com is now offering free one-hour consultations for parents in need of answers. To schedule your free one-hour consultation with RJ Moyer, call 1-888-337-9775. That's 1-888-337-9775.
Remember, the early bird gets the cash.
We have a new accident in the Opal Cliffs area, Portola Drive at Adrian Way. It's a three-vehicle crash blocking lane. CHP is on the scene at that one. Also a new one in Salinas, northbound 101 before Hartnell Road. A vehicle apparently spun out and hit the fence on the right-hand shoulder. It's now resting on the right-hand shoulder and doesn't seem to be affecting traffic. We've got some slow traffic to report. It's evening drive time. Eastbound 25 is slow out of Gilroy into Hollister. Then north and southbound 101, you're going to hit some heavy traffic in and out of Salinas. Northbound 101 also sluggish at the San Miguel Canyon turnoff. And then eastbound Highway 183 is sluggish this evening between Castroville and Salinas. Traffic brought to you by Sleep Train. Hurry into Sleep Train today and save big as the top brands and mattresses battle it out to see who can give you the best savings. Plus, sleep free for a year on approved credit. I'm Kate Scott with traffic on KRXA 540.
It's the Peter B. Collins Show. We're in the free speech zone, 21 minutes after the hour, and I remain your humble host, Peter B. I got a couple of lines open if you'd like to join the chat here at 888-5-PETER-B. Toll free, that's 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. And I've got an item here that I'm going to talk about in 10 or 15 minutes. And I just want to throw out the question, has anybody ever heard of Vernon, California? All right? If you've ever been to Vernon, California, I invite you to call and tell me about your experiences there. And there's a little crisis simmering. Votes haven't been counted. The people in charge want to block new people from being elected to the city council. And the entire population of the town is 91. But if you've ever been to Vernon, California, I invite you to call, and we can talk about it. Right now, let's go to Capitola, California, where Billy Sunshine is standing by. Hello, Billy.
Hey, Peter B.
How are you?
I'm, lousy, but I'll be better someday.
I hope so.
Yeah, as long as I don't move, you know, there's no pain involved.
Yeah? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I've reached the year of the muscular skeletal breakdown.
Ooh.
No fun.
That's no fun. Well, you know, since you're about to embark on a career as a radio talk show host, Rush could get you some OxyContin.
Exactly. I figure I'm just in time.
And you might lose your hearing, but you'll lose weight and you'll feel no pain ever.
I'll go with those two things.
Yeah?
I'll make that trade.
What's on your mind today, Billy?
I wanted to talk a little further about what our last caller was talking about, and that is how the crazy religious people here in America are trying to drive us into the third century.
Yeah.
And the stem cell decision is just the perfect little mirror into that.
Mm-hmm.
So their first reaction, of course, is, nah, we don't really think this is good. You shouldn't be messing around here. And isn't that the point? It isn't about life. It's about they want us to shiver naked in awe of their God. They want us to just be afraid and to not act in what they would call godlike at all. And that's what's at the core of this thing.
Well, and Billy, we can't allow them to co-opt. You know, I was raised a Catholic, and I consider myself agnostic now. I'm not heavily invested in whether there's a God and whether there's a heaven and all that stuff. But I am offended at the hijacking of the message and philosophy of Jesus Christ. And the idea that Bush considers himself a capital C Christian who has launched this incredible carnage in the Middle East in the name of his sense of destiny and what God has told him to do.
Sounds like the Islamic crazies.
Yeah. And then, you know, when you talk about stem cell research, I cannot believe that if there's a God, that he or she would not want us to discover
Hello.
The keys to health and, you know, an end to grisly diseases and life-threatening conditions.
That's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. The fact is that within their philosophy, they can still have their God, and they can understand that it is God who has empowered us to bring the end to these diseases. What's their problem? They're just so mean and cruel underneath. That's the amazing part.
Well,
they miss the whole Christian love thing.
And they bring morality down to such a narrow set of issues. It's about controlling other people's sexuality.
Exactly.
And you know, I just think that is so off base. And the place that I want to direct people to is Reverend Robin Myers. He's been on our program several times. He's a preacher from Oklahoma City. Google his name, M-E-Y-E-R-S. He's got a book out called Why the Christian Right is Wrong. And he is the only Christian that I've heard with the courage to talk about the F word. Fascism. Fascism that is coming from the fundamentalists, from the Christian right, and from the political panderers who embrace and extend their impact.
There's a book out recently by some, it's a Jewish girl, wouldn't it be, that are all about the Christian dominionists and all of this, who would prefer that they have dominion over us than we have democracy. You know what I heard today that was interesting, though?
And let me just, I think the book you're talking about is written by Stephanie Hendricks. She's been on our program. She talks about the confluence of the people who like to run, ATVs, all-terrain vehicles in the national parks, the timber industry that wants to, of course, cut down the trees in those parks, and the Armageddon believers, the end times Tim LaHaye types, who think that we don't get to go to heaven until we have fully debased the earth. And that has produced an interesting movement, the wise use movement, that has infiltrated many of the cabinet level offices of the Bush administration.
That's not the book I was thinking of, but that's good too.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, I just heard that one of the stands has, there's one free speech I'm willing to give up. One of the weird stands over there from Russia,
yeah.
It has a law that you're not allowed to have any religious talk outside your church. That is one I could get behind. Imagine having politicians who can't bring up God. Oh, my God.
Well, I think we should send you on a fact-finding mission to all the stands until you find that, and then you can bring it back live.
You're trying to get rid of me, boy.
No, I just want you to find it, find the facts, and bring them back alive.
All right, my friend.
Thank you, Billy. Bye-bye. Good to talk to you. Up next, Steve in Watsonville. Hi,
amen,
Steve.
Amen, amen, Billy. And just to share, I also am a Catholic, but what I really hold against the shrub is if you take the last line of Bob Dylan's God on Our Side,
yeah,
just Georgie Porgy just reeks of that one every time I look at him. The Judas Iscariot had God on his side. Anyway, Peter.
All right, Steve, you've just inspired me. After the break, you're going to hear a version of Bob Dylan's God on My Side.
Fantastic. If you remember, I called you from the Monterey Travelodge boycott ticket line.
Right.
Well, an update today is our union, Local 483 of Unite Here. Has passed a strike vote against Hyatt Hotels in Monterey. This will be effective next Monday. There may or may not be a walkout. And since in the sound of your voice, there are a number of Hyatt hotels. Just all of our listeners should be aware, Hyatt is under interdict at this point. And also, thank you for playing Neocon. I saw Mick and the Boys twice in San Francisco last year.
Wasn't it great? They didn't
play at either time.
I know.
They're going to be in Oakland. Can we pray that they'll play it this November around Election Day?
You can pray.
Thank you. I want our listeners to pray, too. And did you get the pictures I sent you? The subject line, Nazi K-word out of Israel.
Yes, I did. I saw your photographs from the peace march, the answer peace march that we talked about on the air a couple of weeks ago.
Yes. Yeah. You saw me standing in front of the Gandhi statue that did not participate.
Right. Yeah.
That was sad. The guy that had the Gandhi thing there, it was very sad that he had to say that he really felt that Gandhi wouldn't, you know, join in this march.
Right. And Steve, I took the photograph you sent me over to the post office, and I was pleased that I couldn't come up with a match. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
More of your calls coming up next. It's the Free Speech Zone, and I'm Peter B. Collins. One line open at 888-5-PETER-B.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
It's Behind the Wheel, the Consumer New Car Review. I'm Peter B. Collins. This week, I've been behind the wheel of the 2006 Volkswagen GTI, which VW dubs the new GTI. The GTI is a two-door hatchback that seats five, though it's not so easy for an adult to get in and out of the back seat. The 2-liter four-cylinder engine is turbocharged and fuel-injected, and with a 6-speed manual transmission, it delivers plenty of power and acceleration without too much torque. It's very responsive with a sport suspension that really holds the road. The base price of $22,000 includes an impressive array of features and accessories, including air conditioning, power steering, and a 6-CD changer that plays MP3s. But the final price creeps up near $30,000 with a navigation system and satellite radio added in. By the numbers, the 2006 VW new GTI gets 25 miles in the city, 31 on the highway, and stickers in California for about $28,000. Behind the wheel, I'm Peter B. Collins.
ZNS Auto Sales in Monterey, family-owned for 30 years, is where partnership works. Whether you're a first-time buyer and need a safe economy car, or looking for a truck or SUV or a classic, they have it all. Call ZNS before you make that final decision. ZNS open every day at 1179 Del Monte Boulevard between the Navy Postgraduate School and Lake El Estero. High-quality used cars at the very best prices. ZNS Auto Sales, where partnership works.
Hi, this is Scott Flewelling of Sunset Massage Therapy in Carmel. I opened Sunset Massage Therapy so that locals and visitors could experience the benefits of therapeutic massage without having to pay for the additional overhead of a fancy spa. I'm a nationally certified professional, and I'll tailor my treatment to your individual and therapeutic needs in the clean and comfortable environment of my new massage studio. Sunset Massage Therapy is conveniently located in downtown Carmel on the corner of Mission and 8th, right across from the Sunset Center parking lot. Come experience the relaxing and stress-reducing benefits of therapeutic massage. To schedule an appointment, call 625-3878. That's 625-3878. Mention KRXA and receive $10 off your first treatment.
This is Frank Don. On Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. here on KRXA 540 a.m., join me for Frank Don's Astrology Hour, a live call-in program to discuss astrology, the astrology of the world, and your own personal astrology. Let me answer your questions, and let me teach you how astrology can help you make better life choices. Here on KRXA 540 a.m., from 7 to 8, every Sunday evening, join me for Frank Don's Astrology Hour.
Childhood Matters, the show for parents and everyone who cares about our kids.
How do you know when there's something wrong with your child's development? I'm Nurse Rona. Join us for a rebroadcast this Sunday to discuss some of the early signs of language, movement, and learning difficulties in young children. Our guests will provide tips and resources for early intervention.
Childhood Matters, this Sunday morning at 9 on KRXA 540.
Saturday, September 2nd, live in Monterey, it's Stephanie Miller.
If you look at Katrina, it goes more toward the theory that they're just disastrously incompetent. Awesome. But then if you look at Iraq, you're like, they're disastrously incompetent and they lie.
One of the fastest rising stars in progressive talk radio, Stephanie Miller, is appearing live Saturday, September 2nd at Monterey's Casa Munras Hotel. Tickets are just $45. Go to MontereyCountyDemocrats.org or call 758-9503. That's 758-9503.
And the Peter B. Collins Show continues at 33 minutes past the hour. This one's for Steve. This is the Wire Train version of Bob Dylan's God on Our Side.
The country I come from is currently worse. I was raised and brought up there, lost to bad. And in the land that I live in, I've got on the side. The history books tell it, they tell it so well. The cavalry charged in his fell. The cavalry charged in died. The country was yonder with God on its side.
Yeah, it's Kevin Hunter, the lead singer of an 80s Frisco band called Wire Train. And Bob Dylan's God on Our Side. Thanks for reminding me, Steve. We're in the free speed zone. More of your calls here in just seconds. But a couple of items I wanted to mention to you. Robert Novak, the guy who I consider to be a kind of Darth Vader of American journalism, and, you know, consider the source, he is reporting in a column today that the Democrats' chances of winning back the House are very real right now. Republicans are hobbled by the fact they have so many shaky seats to defend and so few things that they can legitimately take credit for. Another item, Ned Lamont has narrowed the lead that Joe Lieberman has been showing in the polls since he defeated Lieberman in the Democratic primary, and it's now a statistical dead heat. 44 Lieberman, 42 Lamont. And I am delighted to see that. Jennifer in Eureka, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Peter B.
Hello.
Well, go Ned Lamont. I sent him some money and hope everyone else does the same. Every 10 bucks helps.
Okay, and if you have a little extra spare change, we're focused on my friend Tony Truppiano in the 11th District of Michigan. And if you can help him, he's a progressive who has a shot at winning a seat from a pretty conservative Bush Republican.
Very good. Listen, I was listening to you, and when I do, it seems that eight other topics pop to mind.
Yeah.
So I shall address only two. I wrote a blog a couple of months ago that spoke to the notion of the religious right and the religious left. And it was saying that the Southern Baptist Conference is comprised of roughly, I believe, 4,000 or so members, you know, at the heart of it, if mm-hmm. memory serves. And that the religious left is a category that over 50 million Americans rightfully fall under. I think those are pretty good odds, number one. And as a big fat Democrat, I am out there with that as a mantra, you know, the religious left. I mean, religion does not belong to the Republicans, in my opinion, period. And
I don't think it has a direct place in politics. I don't object that people bring their values to their practice of politics. I do object when they bring specific religious messages. And Catherine Harris, you remember her, the gal who helped steal the election in Florida in 2000? Well, she is now running from a Senate seat because she has no chance of getting it. And even the Republicans have dissed her and dumped her, but she insists on going forward. And yesterday she gave a bizarre speech where she talked about the phony division between church and state and how she believes it's her role to erase that barrier.
Well, Florida, you know, I've heard the murmurings of the even ingest of Jeb Bush as our next president. Downright scary. Listen, I won't take more of your time. I just want to weigh in with those that are seriously opposed to your signing up to Ann Coulter's email. Listen, this November will commemorate the fifth year I have not seen one bit of network news. I'm better informed today than I have ever been. I just don't think you need that poison. I mean, you've lived this long without it. I think you can live the rest of your life without ever hearing from Ann Coulter.
Got along without you before I met you. Gonna get along without you now.
I love you.
See what you did to me, Jennifer. I never sing on the radio, and I won't do it again. Thanks for your call. Now we go to Cindy in Monterey. Hello, Cindy.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Thought I'd have some of my southern accent today.
Why, thank
for
you.
Y'all.
That's so special. Are you
for
frying?
My vast excursions down in Memphis.
Are you frying chicken or what?
Not today, but pork chops yesterday.
I see.
Anyway, Jean Benet, the biggest clue in the Jean Benet case is that it happened on Christmas.
Yeah.
And they overlooked that. This guy's just an extreme voyeur.
Yeah, he's way out there, and the way the media has played this is just it shows
his career.
It shows what their priorities are, and I think that it will further alienate people like Jennifer, who just called, who hasn't watched network news in 5 years. It'll probably encourage her to give it another 5 years.
It's borderline pornography and voyeurism, you know, and this guy is a shining example of what happens when you watch too much television.
Well, you're right. That's an important point, Cindy, because we have these moralists who come on with morality plays in our media, and it's very clear to me that they make the same kind of a decision that Bob Guccione makes when he decides whether to put that purple vibrator in with the centerfold or whether to make it a girl-girl scene. And I hope this isn't too offensive to you, but my point is that pornographers make decisions based on what they know sells.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily
social engineering and political scientists do it too.
It's not necessarily a direct reflection of the publisher's tastes. And I believe that the people who pander to us with, as you point out, voyeuristic pedophilia are really engaging the same forces. They want to make money by getting people to watch their programs by using a form of pornography.
It certainly is. Well, I love your show, by the way.
Well, thank you, Cindy.
Really a breath of fresh air. And
I'm glad
Ben,
you called in. I can't hold a southern accent for very long either.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because I'm worried my dog will start howling.
I got to go. See you later.
All right.
Dave and Humboldt, thanks for holding. You're next year. You're on the air on the PBC show.
Well, Peter, your thinking is sincerely appreciated. I really much value it. You go to where reality is. One thing that's been left hanging a bit, you are willing to address it, Jim Mars, I got introduced to him a couple of years ago by you, the author of Inside Job.
Right.
Wonder if you could try to get him back for an update.
Okay. I have not talked to him in the interim, at least not to my knowledge.
I've emailed him a couple of times when I had a question unanswered about 911. I find him very cooperative and available. So.
Well, do me a favor. If the goons will let you email, send me his current email address, and we'll reach out to him.
Simple. JimMars.com.
Oh, okay.
M-A-R-R-S.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. We will check it out.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. And on line four, I have to click on my screen here to see. It's John in Carmel Valley. Hello, John.
Peter, do you know if Benedict the 16th, the new pope, at least new by just time-wise, whether he has said anything about events in Lebanon made any moral pronouncements or any pronouncements? I haven't heard any. I'm just wondering whether I missed something.
You know, John, I think that's a very good question because, personally, I have not heard any pronouncements from the Vatican on the most recent 33-day conflict there. Let's do this. Let's go to Google. And I'll type in Pope Benedict. And should we use Hezbollah? What do you think? What do you think is a good search term to pull this up? Let's try Hezbollah.
How about rubble pile?
All right. Hezbollah. Pope laments length of Mideast conflict, August 21st. Well, let's pull this story up. Let's see what it says. So this is earlier this week. Pope Benedict XVI has expressed dismay that the conflict in the Middle East has persisted for so long and lamented a lack of dialogue to bring lasting peace, according to messages released Monday by the Vatican. The pontiff made several impassioned pleas for a ceasefire during the recent fighting between Israel, we missed them, and Hezbollah guerrillas in Lebanon. He made his latest appeal for reconciliation in a message that was read during a mass on Sunday at a religious gathering of the Italian in the Italian sea resort of Rimini. So he interrupted his vacation to make that announcement.
I have a subject related but not related. There's someone you might consider having on your program. He was on an interesting documentary that NPR did about a year ago, I think early last fall, and I heard it twice, and his name is Carlton Pearson. He's a black fellow who's very much a fundamentalist, at least he was at the time of the documentary, but he's been declared a heretic by practically all the big-timers in the religious right because he's a scholar. He can read the original text, and he determined pretty much on his own scholarship that Jesus died for all men, and it hasn't to do with your declaring or being born again or a religious experience. You're saved by that fact. It's his own conviction, and it's part of, it isn't unique to him, but it's, he's the first name of any consequence I've seen connected with what's known as inclusive Christianity. And he lost his, he had a fairly large church in Tulsa.
Yeah.
And you know about him?
It's starting to, yeah, I've read a little bit about him, and he...
Very articulate man.
His congregation basically deserted him.
So much that he lost his church, and he ended up...
Because he said that heaven and hell don't matter, right?
I'm not sure... He probably, being what he's arrived at, he's also arrived there in the sense that there's no damning just because you aren't in the fundamentalist flock or you aren't in this group or in that
so
group.
So we are talking about the same guy.
And
Matt Renner, my producer, said that he heard an interview with Reverend Pearson on the public radio show This American Life.
That was it.
Uh-huh.
And I heard it twice, and I was just lucky enough to get in, and he impressed me more the second time. And one of the reasons he did is I thought to myself, is it possible this man could be a link, a bridge between what is now unbridgeable practically, if not completely, with the religious right? You know, so often the irony is that the religious right has picked just about everything in the Bible and made a big thing out of it, or even stuff that isn't there, that the religious left will have nothing to do with. I mean, they're so doctrinally apart that this hugely explains, at least in part, why there's this huge gulf.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Doug Basham had a gal on who's written a book called Jesus Rode a Donkey, Why Religious Right Has No Monopoly on Christianity, or it's a title like that. I may not have got it exactly right. And I heard her name is Linda Siegert, and I managed to call in and I asked her, why is it that the religious right is so moralistic. Why are they hung up on issues like abortion and gay rights and similar things? Not only is it ironic because if they think they're going to be raptured any moment, why would those issues be so important just because of that? But more importantly, anybody who's done any studying of, say, the difference between Catholicism's doctrines and Protestantism's can't help but face that bit of, not bit, but big doctrine of Paul's in Romans, the doctrine of justification by faith. If you sincerely believe that you get salvation by just simply accepting a free gift,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to do anything. You just simply claim the gift, then why would you be so moralistic? Why would moral issues, because you don't get saved by works, not moral works or any other works.
John, I got to stop you there because God has instructed me to take a commercial break.
But that being a question to ask Carlton Pearson, if
right.
you can get him on, and I'll bet you can. I think he would love to be on your program.
We'll make the effort. I appreciate
okay,
the suggestion.
Do.
Nice to hear from
Bye-bye.
You, John. Lines are open for the rest of the hour. If you want to join us in the Free Speech Zone, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372.
You're listening to the new KRXA 540.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
I'll tell you what I got cooking. Dinner's ready. I went to dinnersready.com, chose 8 gourmet dinners, made an appointment and went to their storefront in the Country Club Gate Center in Pacific Grove and prepared the meals there myself. Now I'm cooking them in my own home.
What's that you say? Dinner's ready?
That's right, dinner's ready. It's the newest concept in home cooking. They do all the shopping and chopping, and I get all the credit. If you're too busy to go in and make your dinners, they'll even do it for you. So sign up at dinnersready.com. Stop by and see them in the Country Club Gate Center in Pacific Grove, or give them a call at 645-9100. That's 645-9100. Dinner's ready!
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Well, great news for all you Thursday evening commuters out there. No accidents or stalls to report in Monterey, Santa Cruz, or Salinas County. That's always good news when you're driving home from work after a long day. We do have a bit of slow traffic, though, southbound 101 leaving Silicon Valley. That's heavy from Highway 85 to Coyote Creek Golf Drive, and then it's going to continue stop and go through Gilroy, Prunedale, and into Salinas. Then eastbound 25 slows out of Gilroy into Hollister. Eastbound 129, a bit sluggish between Watsonville and Aromas, and east and westbound 152. They're going to slow from the Hecker Pass between Watsonville and Gilroy, then be heavy eastbound onto Gilroy along the Pacheco Pass and over to Interstate 5. Traffic today brought to you by Shell. Making plans for the weekend? Stop by Shell. All of their gasolines not only surpass government standards, they meet top automakers' highest standards as well. Shell, made to move. I'm Kate Scott with traffic on KRXA.
You've got the Peter B. Collins Show, and gosh, I've been meaning to mention to you that I'm taking tomorrow off. And I'm going to take off next Friday, too. Tomorrow, Peter Lauffer, a friend and colleague, a radio talk show host, a widely published author, he'll be sitting in for me. Next week, on Friday, you'll hear the best of Peter B. Collins as we relax for the long Labor Day weekend. And there's still room for a call or two in the free speech zone if you'd like to join us. There was a gentleman who called who knows about Vernon, California, and I'll give you a couple of minutes if you can get back on the line. I'd love to hear what you know about Vernon, and then I'll spill what is in the news about that town today. Here's an email that came in from Bloss in Highland, California. Hi, Peter. I wrote this yesterday, and today you had David Swanson of the Impeach PAC group on your show. His comments on the subject of impeachment were right on target. And here's the compliment. Your show is one of the finest progressive shows on the air and on the Internet. Thank you, Bloss. I listen to many of these shows and have been following closely the events before and after 9/11, and the stolen presidency takes the cake for high crimes in the course of historic unravelings. Let me first list a couple of reasons for Bush to be brought up on charges of treason. Shielding the traitors who disclosed the secret identity of, he says FBI, but he means the CIA agent, that's Valerie Plame. Two, spying on private citizens without a warrant. Three, lying a nation into war and admitting to this lie on national television more than once and bombing a country that had not attacked us. Four, breaking the rules of the Geneva Convention by ordering torture and murder of detainees, then lying about the abuse and blaming low-level soldiers, labeling them bad apples. Aside from these treasonous acts of Bush, his cronies and henchmen, there's so many reasons for impeachment. Katrina, the signing statements, attempts to undermine Social Security, Enron connections, sending our soldiers to war without armor or supplies needed. There's so many other bullet points not mentioned, but I'll write to you again. Well, Bloss, you're well informed, and yeah, it's all right there. And it is astounding that this president has admitted that he ordered the NSA spying in direct defiance of the FISA law. And he showed no apparent remorse or sense of being caught in a lie when he flatly stated the other day there was no connection between Saddam and 9/11. So, the evidence is there, and the media tends to downplay it, and far too many Americans just don't seem to care. Robert in Monterey, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Yeah, Peter, thanks for your show. I enjoy hearing you.
Well, great.
Let's see. That was a report on the submarines that were sold to Israel. Came from Germany, and that was a $3 billion deal.
Huh. Okay. I haven't been able to listen to the news all day, so I may have missed that. Is it more than one submarine?
It's supposed to be two.
Two submarines.
Yeah, two, and they're the stealth subs.
Uh-huh.
Basically the ones that can hide under a lot of different radar and can attack from anywhere in that region. So that's I guess, what was reported earlier in the day on the news.
Now, is this a way to defend from the Lebanese Navy, the Iranian Navy? Exactly what is the purpose of these additional submarines? Do we know?
From what I understand, it was in order to defend themselves against Iran. So.
Okay. And, I mean, Iran has a minor navy. I can't imagine that they pose a serious threat.
Oh, I don't think that their threat is coming from the navy standpoint. Their threat is coming, over land, whereas it just builds Israel's arsenal just a little bit more.
Yeah.
Stronger.
Okay, you're correct. I found the story here, and we're going to the San Jose Mercury News website. Israel adds two nuclear-capable submarines. They're Dolphin submarines capable of carrying nuclear warheads. Now, it doesn't say if these are nuclear-fueled. The submarines, they're diesel-electric. So they're not nuclear submarines as such.
Not
they
fueled,
could,
but they are armed.
They could be. Well, and of course, Israel doesn't actually acknowledge it has nuclear weapons, but certainly they could put them on these, torpedoes. That's the word I'm looking for. So this is very interesting. Thanks
They wouldn't be torpedoes. They would actually be,
Well, if it's a nuclear weapon, it'd have to be on the tip of a torpedo, because that's how you launch from a submarine. You can launch rockets, too.
Yeah.
So, I will research this further, but thanks for bringing that to my attention.
Sounds great. Maybe someone else may know some more information on it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay, you bet. Steve and Salinas. Hello, Steve. You're on the Peter B. Show.
Good afternoon. Thanks. I sent you an email earlier, and you talked to your guest about the impeachment.
Right.
And also,
and I read your email to him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the world court, he didn't address that. And I think that might be a possible way to get Bush out of there.
Mm-hmm. And, well, I don't think that even if he were indicted or tried in the world court, that it would happen while he's a sitting president. I don't know specifically that he has immunity, but just the way the world court works, and you know, we don't, we have not acknowledged or recognized the jurisdiction of the World Criminal Court. The World Court in The Hague is a different body. So I do see the potential for that, Steve, but I think the way Bush has maneuvered, it would probably be very difficult.
But if Democrats were to take the House and the Senate,
mm-hmm.
there's no way they could impeach and convict. But if there is a way they could get enough votes maybe to send it to the world court, I don't know how it works. It might be worth looking into.
Yeah, we will look into it because, frankly, I don't know the exact mechanism and what would trigger a referral to the world court.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks
so
much.
You bet. Thank you, Steve. Now, finally, about Vernon, California. 91 residents. It is a city of 5.2 square miles surrounded by Los Angeles. And Vernon has no movie theaters, parks, or high schools, but it does have a city council. And, there's a mayor who's either been on the city council or been mayor for years and years and years. Some new people moved into town, a guy named Donald Huff, and he wanted to run for the city council, so he did. And the incumbent mayor and team responded by refusing to count the votes. And now Bruce McPherson, California's Secretary of State, who never orders votes counted when we want him to, has ordered the votes counted in Vernon, California. You can read all about it in the New York Times today. I got to saddle up here and ride. I'll be back at you Monday. Peter Lawfer sits in tomorrow here on the Peter B. Collins Show. Thanks for listening.
Happy trails to you.
I am Attorney Sean Mills. Sometimes life does not take the direction that you plan. If you find yourself in need of an honest attorney, call me. I can advise you on both criminal and civil matters. Do not settle for an attorney who simply went to college and law school when you can work with an attorney with significant life experience who uses a common sense approach to everyday legal problems. If you think you need an attorney, I will be glad to offer you a no-obligation consultation and evaluation of your legal issue with no sugarcoating. If you think you have a potential legal issue, it is important that you speak to a qualified attorney as soon as possible. Call me at 831-648-7060. That's 831-648-7060. I am Attorney Sean Mills.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Lou Milligano. A week and a half ago, John Mark Carr was taken into custody in Bangkok after request of U.S. officials. He reportedly told investigators last week he was in Boulder, Colorado 10 years ago. Tonight he's back in Boulder, suspected in the murder of little beauty queen JonBenet Ramsey at Christmas 1996. CBS News correspondent Lee Frank joined us live from Boulder. Lee, what do you have?
A state airplane was sent from Colorado to California, bringing Carr to a general aviation airport where he was moved into an SUV with dark windows, then driven to a garage-like area of the jail and taken inside. Sheriff Joe Pelley says guards are now taking Carr's fingerprints and picture.
Mr. Carr will be segregated in the jail from the rest of the inmate population. That's due largely to the charges that he's facing.
Kidnapping, sexual assault of a child, and murder are the charges expected to be filed possibly next week. The first Colorado court appearance for the suspected killer of JonBenet Ramsey is likely on Monday. Live outside the Boulder County Jail, Lee Frank, CBS News.
Critics say it'll fan the flames of promiscuity. Plan B, the morning after pill, approved today by the Food and Drug Administration, to be sold over-the-counter, without a prescription, to men and women over 18. In Atlanta, Janet Rothenberg is the mother of two teenage daughters.
You're never going to get rid of unsafe sex. Maybe they should sell it with a condom.
Planned Parenthood says it's troubled by what it calls a scientifically baseless restriction put on teenagers who want emergency contraception. Under 18-year-olds will still need a doctor's prescription. Big shift from France, which now plans to send more peacekeepers to Lebanon than first announced. The French president says a total of 2,000 of his soldiers will be part of the multinational forces. CBS News correspondent Mark Knoller is traveling with the president.
In a public expression of gratitude, President Bush is offering his thanks to France for increasing its commitment of troops for peacekeeping in Lebanon. In a written statement, Mr. Bush applauds the decision and calls it an important step toward finalizing a UN force. Its goal, he says, is to restore the sovereignty of the Lebanese government and stop Hezbollah from acting as a state within a state. Mark Knoller, CBS News, with the president in Kennebunkport, Maine.
Ever since 9/11, you could pick them out.